Blog Talk Radio. it took a lot for this program to go on. I am confident. I don't know if I need you or not. I'm going to put no. Thank you, Antoinette, for helping me get on this call. Let me see if y'all can hear me first and foremost. Let me go to my brother here. Brother D, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay, we don't have a serious time trying to get this program on. Blog Talk should be under indictment for what's happening because there is a lot of technical problems with Blog Talk. So if y'all don't know this, ever since I even tried to call in this phone from another phone, it told me the show was full. That's what it said. The show was full. I'm like, ain't nobody on the show but three numbers. Now everybody on the show, thank y'all for holding this long. But I'm going to tell you, we are being compromised, and you are in the Twilight Zone this morning. Welcome to the Helios Biblios out of the Book of the Sun. I know we missed some time here, but we're going to catch up with everything that we want to talk about today. Today's program is called The Purge, Halloween for Adults. I had a good weekend. I was able to see all some of my favorite horror movies, and The Purge was one of them. And the first one was the first Purge I watched, which was actually filmed in Buffalo and in Brooklyn, New York. And we've seen again. I watched it again. I said, you know, let me just catch stuff I don't never catch. You know, sometimes you see a movie and you catch the things you overlook. And, man, let me tell you, how can y'all go along with this program that's happening? You are in a Halloween script. In that movie, the black folks did not want to kill. They did not want to do it. They were having fun. They had the purge party, I remember. It was just a fun thing. After scientists was doing monitoring, because you know what they had them do? They had them put tracking devices in their eyes. Almost like we're about to do now with the clear from the Air Force. And the tracking device let them know who and what, because they gave them what? Money. See, they gave them a check, some endorsements to go along with the program. Sounds familiar, huh? And after they gave them all this and said, well, you know, y'all do this, we're going to monitor y'all because we just gave y'all this money. So y'all feel obligated, but y'all didn't follow the script in that movie. Black folks didn't want to kill each other. So what they decided to do is to create a purge. So they sent in mercenaries from around different countries. They heard, remember the dude heard Russia talking, and man, this ain't the real, these ain't people. These is a well-organized gang. It wasn't even a gang. It was the government itself. Because the government had decided that people were considered useless eaters. Ever heard that word before? Useless eaters. And so they figured that we can't afford these people. And because we can't afford these people, guess what we're going to do? We're going to knock them off. But we're going to make it sound good because everybody got hidden frustrations. So what better way than to let you kill each other, right? That was the concept. So you can kill each other for one day, 24 hours. And in doing so, I said to myself, my God, what a perfect scenario. They said, you know, we can't do it like the movie. That's too obvious. We're going to think of a new way to kill them. And that's probably why I'm having problems being on these programs, because the new way would be just give you a jab. It's a slow kill. By the time the country becomes into total chaos, you won't even be necessarily involved. Because whatever this is going to cause will create a Halloween out of this world. Let's get busy, y'all. Halloween. See, I'm going to give you a new version of Halloween, one you probably never heard before. This version here is the version that they do not want you to know about. I can take you all the way back to Sekhmet and show you who the vampires is. I'm going to do that maybe after 12 o'clock. But right now, for those who are living in the Western Hemisphere, this is your reality to Halloween. It started in the 17th century. The day is called the Guy Fawkes Day. That's Guy Fawkes. Fawkes. F-A-W-K-E-S Day. They added a new component to the development of Halloween. And they came to this conclusion on November 5th, 1605. A group of dissident Catholics, listen carefully, because the Pope and Biden met during the Halloween weekend. Listen carefully. A group of dissident Catholics tried to assassinate the Protestant King James. King James, huh? Sounds like your Bibles. of Britain. Guy Fawkes Day was celebrated by the Protestants of Britain as a triumphant victory over papery or popery. Ain't that, didn't we read that last week about popery? How popery was made to be ignorant was their number one ingredient. And Halloween is connected to the Pope as well. Isn't that strange? And it goes on to say, on November the 5th, which is coming up, that's Election Day, the day after. On November the 5th, that's why you're probably voting on November as our voting days and so forth. It says, became an occasion for anti-Catholic sermons and vandalisms of Catholic homes and businesses, even though officially the government claimed it to be a celebration of Providence sparing the king. So it was attempted assassination, but it didn't fall through. So they twisted the story and made it seem like it was a great event because the king was saved. But in reality, it was a condemnation of the Pope, of Christianity, of the popery, and not just vandalism, but the burning of their homes and businesses. Sounds like a Black Lives Matter thing. Sounds like the concept started way back there. People you don't like, you burn down their businesses. Now, ain't no huge number of blacks in the poor at that time. Most blacks in Britain either had some type of power or they were, you know, servants of a higher status, depending on which blacks we're talking about. Could be from India. Definitely could be from Africa. But could it be in the Americas? Because this came from over in Europe. And the same concept is right with us today. Think about what I just said. They were mad at the Pope. Want to assassinate the Pope, the king, the Protestants. And then we said, what's the biggest religious group over here in America? The Protestants. That's why they over here. The Protestant Reformation is still embedded in the minds of this country and of many around the world. But let's even get deeper. Because this Halloween, I'm about to scare the living shit out of y'all today. What group of people will be considered useless eaters? What group of people in America will be considered welfare recipient, you know, kingdoms, you know, Section 8? Even though you think it's going to black folks, though, but it's not. But it looked like it is. Looked like you get all the handouts, but you don't. So basically, it's an attempt to get rid of a group on the pretense of a falsehood being perpetrated by mass media. Mass media means mass murder. Yeah, that's what mass media really means. Look it up. Hidden behind an objective that is diabolical, actually purge-like. We don't need a gang. We got volunteers to come and purge themselves before Halloween. Remember, this is the Day of the Dead, and death is a celebration because we're all going there eventually, one way or another. Now, let's go even deeper. To show you how the Halloween scenario gets even better, they're willing to take in people. We told you this was going to happen from across the country and the world, really the world, Central South America. Listen to this, everybody. And black folks, you should be ready to purge yourself immediately upon hearing this. Biden administration is in talks. Isn't he a Catholic? Wasn't the Catholics hated? Second Catholic president, full of Catholics on the staff and full of what they known as Jewish rulers all through D.C. Just look them up. Every single person, Janet Yellen, you name it. This is what they gave as their profile. Catholic, starting to make sense in a minute. Look what this dude does. In talks to offer immigrant families that were separated during the Trump administration, he wants to give $450,000 per person in compensation. According to people familiar with the matter, and as several agencies work to resolve lawsuits filed on behalf of parents of children who say the government subjected them to long-lasting psycho trauma. Now, what group in America can actually say they was pulled from their family members, created serious psycho trauma, yet you didn't get a dime? But they going to give it to new people. $450,000 per person. Now, let's even go further with this. The Biden administration, once again, is making the country poorer, more chaotic, and in many places, much more dangerous. This is not an accident. Of course, it's being done on purpose. Now, I got to open up the mic on that one from all y'all out there listening to TV land and La La Land and wherever else land you in. How can the black community sit there in a consciousness of piousness and act like you made an intelligent decision when you actually voted for your own condemnation? Think about that one. Many of you will say whatever you want. I don't care who, if you didn't vote or not. You watched the idiots of your families vote for something that did not make sense to you, really. And if you did vote the opposite way, you just did it out of media mass murder of your mind. They mass murdered your mind. Anybody can tell you to hate somebody for a few minutes and you actually do it, that means you're in the mass murder media. Get that in your head. You're in the mass murder media. Now the man goes over to the Pope, just like we read last week, in a celebration of True Halloween, which is the Guy Fawkes Day. And now he wants to give all this money to families as soon as they get here. Community is walking dead stupid and voting still and following still these objectives of foolishness. You are part of the Halloween magic. And you shall see Jason real soon. Count on it. Because guess what? If you don't think that when the chaos starts that they're going to bring in, you're going to purge yourself for real. You're already wearing masks. So you don't have, just put the mask on that you've been wearing and go out there. Because that's what's going to happen. Because you're going to be upset real soon. Real soon. When you can't get your goods and your services. Your garbage won't be collected. Because people walking off the jobs. See, that's real people. See, the zombies out there, the zombies would do anything. They're the walking dead. And they're more dead than they even know. Because you don't know what they shot in you. You haven't a clue. And so now the Halloween movie starts. It starts real soon. Because they are already telling you you're worthless. They're already telling you you're worthless. Anybody who can come into the country and be seen to get $450,000 per person, and you got a grocery store with no food in it. Wow. Isn't that special? Now, I'm going to play a Halloween. See, they're getting you ready. They're getting you ready. See, you thought the dogs was coming at you. See, the dogs are coming. These are the dogs of Bassaville.
I've never seen nothing like this before in my life.
Now viral videos show, for lack of a better term, a robot dog joining the human members of the NYPD's response to a domestic dispute inside a NYCHA building in Kips Bay Monday.
I can't believe what I'm seeing. It felt surreal.
344 East 28th Street Tenant Association President Melanie Ocello shot one of those viral videos on her smartphone and compared the scene she witnessed to something out of a dystopian movie.
It scared me.
The NYPD told Fox 5 the 70-pound four-legged robot equipped with cameras, lights, two-way communication, and artificial intelligence, allowing it to move on its own, remained on standby Monday while human officers arrested the suspect and charged him with criminal possession of a weapon.
I think it really speaks to the skewed priorities of their leadership.
Senator Brad Hoyleman, who represents the district where this incident took place, thought deploying the $74,000 robot dog anywhere undermined police-community relations, but especially in a public housing complex where residents might already mistrust the police.
They deserve policing that is humane and human.
The NYPD reminds us it's used robots in hostage and hazmat situations for 4+ decades. This marks at least the third time it's deployed one of these robot dogs, a device the department says is still in its test phase.
This allows the police department to function with minimal risk to officers involved, and the tactical value of that is immeasurable.
In February, John Jay College of Criminal Justice...
Now, did you hear that? It says that that was back then. That they tested. Now, with the shortage of police officers that is going to be starting last night at midnight, Halloween... The purge is just not part of your imagination. The purge is real. So they're going to now put in robot dogs that are manned with weaponry. And there won't be no negotiation hostages no more, because the robot is going to use artificial intelligence to see whether or not you're worthy to live. If you think this is a game, think not, because this is a part of Halloween. Let's get ready to rumble, y'all. Let's talk. Let's get you on the microphone. Let's get hot, because this is what's coming. And let's see if we got the energy and the will to stop it, because it's going to take a collective group like it did in the purge to fight back. Let me go to 8554. You on the air. Welcome to the Helios Halloween special for adults.
What's up, man? How you doing?
We're doing it, baby. We're keeping it going.
Right, no, right. I'm gonna make it real quick, because I know you got other callers and stuff. Like what's going up here right now, the purge has already started. And what I mean is these goddamn carjackings. They're getting worse by the day. It's gotten to a point where now they're even going out, the people who's doing this, they're even going out to the suburbs now, knocking people in the head, just taking their shit. Because now, because of the city vaccine mandate, a lot of police, most of the police here, certain percentage of the police is that they're not taking it. And so as a result now, they show police whatever, like you were saying. But as far as the numbers real quick, mass murder, which you had mentioned in the beginning of the show, comes up to the number 40. So does Guy Fawkes comes up to the number 40. Now, the number 40 basically is a little short synopsis of the number 40. The number 40 mentioning 146 times in Scripture. The number 40 generally symbolizes a period of testing, trial, or probation. During Moses' life, he lived 40 years in Egypt and 40 years in the desert before God selected him to lead his people out of slavery.
Egypt.
Yeah.
The new Egypt.
The new Egypt.
And that's why the Egypt,
now check this.
That's why the Egypt is on the dollar bill, y'all. Go keep it going.
Now, what we're talking about in terms of Halloween and the vaccine and everything, you familiar with this word, Dry Bones? It's called an egregor. Now, an egregor is a group thought form.
We can say
that with Halloween, all the holidays and these shots and everything. Now, it can be also created either intentionally or unintentionally and becomes an autonomous entity with the power to influence a group with a common purpose, like a family, a club, a political party, a church, or a country. Can create an egregor, for better or worse, depending upon the type of thought that it created.
That's right. Groupthink. Remember Erykah Badu, y'all, before she did her ritual to get bigger, she ended up in the blood. It was called groupthink. Oh, we about to get deep today. Thank you. Hey, give me your thoughts. How you going to give reparation? This is what they called it, y'all. Reparations for immigrational purposes for those coming into this country. Illegally, supposedly.
Here's the thing about that. Now, you know that The mayor here, that they're going ahead to do a testing program for universal basic income, $500 for low income. So it's kind of like, to me, that's the opposite of reparations. We're going to give you your reparations, but it's going to be from the universal basic income. But if you don't follow our mandates or rules, you're not going to get your money. And
now,
it's like what
you said earlier.
They're
not following rules. They're not following rules. Let me ask you about this. They're not, with that going on, what you're about to say. They're not following rules. Remember, these people are just coming in huge caravans, and they're saying that they're going to give them a check. They ask people, they say, why are you coming? Because they think of America as going to give them some money. So this and remember, these are people who just got here, going to get reparation of a sum, almost a half a million dollars goes to each of these groups. What you think? I mean, it's not going to be
here, here's the thing about that, bro. When I meant by following the rules in terms of what this COVID situation, and if you don't do what they said, whatever, in terms of the mandates, we'll take your money from you. That's why they're trying to crash this company now. But when I'm thinking about with the immigration priests and the free money and everything, I guess that maybe have a bigger effect or impact on the cities and states where people live that are what you call, quote-unquote, sanctuary cities.
Right. So the cities are sanctuaries.
You know,
they're bringing them into sanctuary
cities. Like where I'm at now.
Basically,
it's a sanctuary city, sanctuary state. So it's like, welcome all, come on, just come on in. And then how is that affecting that the people that were already here? But now to your other point earlier, I'm like, me and you talked about this before. I'm at the point where if black folks feel this goddamn stupid to go out there and vote and take the shot, whatever, you deserve what's coming to you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much the deal.
There's too much information out there that telling you the truth.
Now,
but
something must be over.
That's what we're talking about, ignorance.
Ignorance. Now, I said something got to be over. It's like that group think that we just talked about right there. To purpose, we not probably in the program, and that's why I say.
And Egregor.
Like the egregor mindset. And we did a show about this with Brother Luck. We talked about this, Brother Luck, that brought this to our attention some years back. And we brought it to the group think. It finds out it's with the group think. And unfortunately, all of us got group think in us. They'll get that twisted. We got it all because we've been taught this stuff in our heads from being young, and we decipher, but we try to filter out the bullshit, and that's where we at today. We're filtering out. That's why that wheat and tear story, y'all, filtering out people, situations, sources. That's what's going to happen because I'm seeing what if this is happening, and they're going to bring in police dogs, everybody. Get ready. I'm talking about your state, California. They're going to unleash Terror Dome on y'all. Terror Dome, mark my words. Terror Dome is coming. Because
and go back and watch that last purge that came out. I saw that, the Forever Purge. That shit was crazy. You basically had the people escaping the United States going to Mexico.
Hold it. Hold up. Time out. See, that's what they're doing. Undercover. This is to talk with facts matters. There's a huge wave of people leaving this country. Y'all better have passports. See, escape from New York was not a joke.
Right.
Now, I'm gonna say this before escape from New York.
And you know they came. You know they came out with the non-binary passports too, right?
Right. Now we spending big money to be said that you are X Factor. Now I'm telling y'all. This is because they're giving us the clues. If they can say you non-binary, that means they already altered the DNA. It's already altered. Ooh, we going Twilight Zone y'all day. Let me get some more calls. Y'all ready for the Halloween? See, this is Halloween. Like the Purge movie said, the Purge is Halloween for adults. I see Brother Kwame about to hit you up. I'm about to hit all y'all up in here. First, I want y'all to keep with the script, too. Popery. November the 5th, Catholic sermon of vandalism of Catholic homes and businesses was the official Halloween. Second, $450,000 going to people who are coming in the country illegally, supposedly, and then reverse it, we're going to end up in Mexico. Because you're going to be in Mexico, guess who's coming? Of course, you go. Mexico gonna be all the way from Texas, Florida, Mississippi, you keep on playing. Watch and see. Now, and thirdly, let's get this conversation going. If your DNA is already altered, how much of it is altered? And if it's full alteration, we talking Twilight Zone. Let's go 6661, Brother Kwame, come in here. I know you got it.
Hey, what's great, Donna, my brother? What's good?
What's going on? Oh, she got you as Brother Kwame. That's going on, man. She on her hands up. We got to give her love because we couldn't get this show today. We had a hard time this morning, everybody. They doing some digital stuff
that.
on this network. Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Saw that. Man.
All right, but jump on in.
Bro, well, man, where can we start? Where can we end? But we seeing everything. We seeing the Silk Road in effect. We seeing Brexit in effect. We seeing austerity. We seeing taxation. We seeing everything in effect. And for $450,000 per K, no kind of betting, none of that. And you've been here, or we've been here, and we all came in the right way. And it's an insult for those people that always spoke about reparations or, yeah, you're going to get reparations and everything, and you're going to get what you asked for, and you betrayed your own bloodline for the nonsense, and you got a price to pay, but you just sidelining and betraying your village for that common dollar. But see, Caesar always gets the last laugh, because as we see in these commercials where they're making fun of you, you know, with this so-called comedian, so-called Caesar. And you got to realize who Caesar really is.
Yeah, you're talking about the gambling commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
Caesar Palace.
And they're throwing it in your face, and they're making a mockery of you. And those who sat on the sideline and sold out your communities for the usury and all that, I got a price to pay. And like the brother said, and like many have said, it's a good time to be alive, because those of us who just seeing all the buffoonery and the mockery and the Silk Road, and we the brainwashing, the sheepism, and this so-called new wokeism. And I always, you know me, bro, I always talk about the isms. And the ism that's about to come on these folks right now, and it's going to be so sad, bro.
Hypnotism.
Yeah.
That's the biggest issue to me, because they're getting hypnotized.
Hypnotism.
Yeah, because it seems to be hypnotism going on. I'm not that bright, and I sit back and watch stuff, and I say, and I know it takes people. It takes a village, though, because me and you can get together, but what we're fighting is going to be some type of chaotic situation where it encompasses us being
remember when we saw that movie V for Vendetta? And
that's right. The
gentleman with the mask.
That's right.
And see, a lot of people don't know that was actually Guy Fawkes, and Guy Fawkes was a Rosicrucianist. He was all those things.
There you go.
He was a royalty, Sir Guy Fawkes, and a lot of the British and a lot of the so-called Europeans or whatever actually practice Europa.
Yeah.
And so this is what we're seeing in full effect, Europeanism, the ism again.
I see that coming, because a lot of, even right now, watching a documentary, we're talking to some people about what's going on.
A lot of them are Catholics.
Travel. Yeah, a lot of Catholics.
Yeah.
A lot of Catholics.
Pelosi.
Mm-hmm.
In this bill is money to build her a park. In this bill is money to build your boy a fence around his house. In this bill, repatriation and the annex, you fleeing from oppression and so forth, and you're getting up to $450,000 to $1 million?
Yeah.
Hey, bro.
Can you hear me?
I digress.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, good. Let me just go here with this, what's happening, so everybody knows.
Yeah.
Now, just tell y'all stay with me. Y'all know the game. I'm going to bring you 3364. I'll bring you in next for sure. The Pope has just met with Biden, everybody. These are why we do this program, because these meetings that we used to take for granted, these are more than just meetings now. This is almost how long before they realize the people waking up. They see these meetings are how to control the population. Because once the population finds out what's really taking place, it's going to be total chaos. Now, order out of chaos is the prime objective to this this thing. So how much chaos do you want before you ask for order? And what kind of order you going to ask for is going to be quite deep, based on the fact that technology and you asking for, not you on this line, but many of you who will experience the asking for, because you have AI already encountering all the time. We got it right now, all the time. Right now, AI is always in our life, right now as we speak. No matter what you do today, you're going to come across some AI. No doubt about it. Surveillance systems all through your city. That was AI. We just didn't pay no attention to it because it was like making it feel like, oh, we can watch. The police is watching us. Make you feel good and comfortable, right? But I told you they created this thing called Panopticon. Look it up. Panopticon. This is ism, a very serious one. And they got everybody watching yourself. So you're really doing, you creating this. Because I know for a fact, many of you will watch your house all day long and show people, look who's at my door. You watching each other. You spying on your own. See, what's micro, macro, meaning that just because it's being seen by a big scale, it's always in the small scale first. So it's already around us. Everybody is watching each other. Everybody wants to see what everybody's doing. Ain't that what's being created right now? All-out CNI symbolism that everybody get to see. Your phones. As we die off, the phones will be holographic. Those of you who are into investing, holographics next. They're just preparing the mind for it, because just what Facebook just did, we talked about this how long ago, y'all? All of us.
Meta,
we said,
Metaverse. Metaverse.
Meta.
Putting on the
now he gonna, he's going to put Meta on. Now he's going to do the Meta on us. So this is getting deeper by the deeper. So we're going to keep it going and out there. Let me get some more callers. Let me get my man in here, 3364, bring you in next. Let me see if somebody
hey,
wants to drop.
Hey, peace and blessing, my Lord. How you hear me, my Lord? My
bless
Lord.
Up, bless up, my brother. What's going on?
Yes, sir.
Talk
hey,
to
I
us.
Just
Talk to
this
us.
Shit. Yeah, I just researched about this $450K for these immigrants, and they say they're considering that, and they're going to give $450K for a person, but $1 million per family, man. So, what the hell? You're right, man. I know a brother, his family done moved to Mexico, damn near. His mama there, his brother there, he getting ready to all that to Mexico, too, man. So,
hey,
it's all good, man. And my man D, it's time for a Boogie Nights in the Basement, man. We need all hands on deck now, man. It's
yeah,
Boogie Nights
do it,
in the
bro.
Basement time.
Because it's
hey,
energy.
Hey, look here, man.
It's energy.
Look here, man. I hate to say it, man, but I saw an interview where a newscaster was in front of a fucking turkey farm, right? And
right.
You can see what the turkeys talking, man. It reminds me of people right now, man. Just fucking running their goddamn mouth, and the only order they're going to want is some fries with the goddamn chicken sandwich, man. Okay? So you said something out of order. Okay? That's all these people doing, just running their fucking mouth and talking like only one that knows some stuff is like people like y'all on this show and a couple other shows. But everybody else, man, these motherfuckers in the Matrix just flapping their goddamn mouth. Doing jacking their jaw with fucking masturbation in their damn jaw, man, right now. But it's a fun time to be alive to see all this bullshit coming down.
I like that one. I'm gonna use that myself, man, because masturbation in the mouth. Because let me just say that, because talking is a key component to this. Because somehow You don't know who you might talk to that actually clicks onto it. And then you know immediately, mm-hmm. like Brother D always say, you know how far to go at this stage in our lives. You should know
yeah.
who not to go and argue with this bull, because you're
yeah.
going to end up in a heart attack. But there are people out
yeah.
there, I'm starting to see it myself, are really yeah. saying it don't make sense. So I said, man, now these solar flares that's
yes,
coming off the sun, people don't
yes,
look
sir.
At that as being a part of the power. Look how much energy being hurled this way.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the outcome of this energy, somebody must know the depthness of, because guess what? They definitely monitoring it. They monitoring all kind of activities of the solar system. Now, let me ask you. You think about
mm-hmm.
this electricity that's coming through the atmosphere, I think it caused a shift in the paradigm stage where things can become balanced. But I do think that we're going to go through a chaotic period. What's your take on the chaotic period? How you look at that period? Is that something that is going to take energy to go through it? Is this new energy field that's coming, what you think it might do to the Earth, because you deal with electricity?
I think it'll be wonderful, man. There's more data and more sunlight hitting us in the head. The ones that's woke going to wake up, and it's changing our DNA, crystallizing, like me and my man Kwame say, man. So it's waking up more and more people. That's why they keep spraying this shit, man. They try to block all that, but they can't stop it.
Yeah,
they
are spraying.
People waking up, man.
People are waking up. And
man.
I don't think we should be looking for the masses of people in one shot. It's like a degree of people at different
yes,
times is waking
yes,
up. Like when you start to realize that people that you used to talk to now actually probably listen to you, probably saying, I remember you said that, man. They don't want to say
mm-hmm.
that you was the real reason, but they, you know, because,
yeah.
you know, people don't like to give people credit where credit's due, and that go for all y'all on this line. I'm
yeah.
sure y'all been talking
yeah.
this all y'all lives. Hear how I feel
yes,
about
sir.
It. We hooking up at a proper time, because even though the media is crazy, look what the outlets we got. Now we reaching people that we don't even see
mm-hmm.
each other, basically, but our minds see each other. That we can see
there
that what we're saying to each other in different parts. That's why it's called the dry bone. We in different parts
that's
of the country, most of
us. That's why it's so important about those frequencies and vibrations and everything.
Yeah.
We can look, we all in different states and stuff like that.
Right.
And we got
yeah,
the same
right.
mindset pretty much. There ain't no
same
accident.
Frequency,
oh, yes,
same frequencies. And so this is where I'm with y'all so much on this, because these frequencies. And you, brother, you sent it. You and Sister Celine sent all this NASA stuff. That you showed it.
Yeah.
It's a huge. I'm not making this up, y'all. It's a huge.
Mm-hmm.
The sun just shot some shit off. The rod, and it's coming this way. That's all we can say.
Yes, sir.
We don't know it's gonna hit us.
Yes, sir.
It don't even have to hit us, because it probably won't. But the energy gonna hit and affect our era. Because whatever these particles going to come off, it's going to come in the direction of all planets. And so this is going to
yes,
be
sir.
A phenomenon. It's going to be a phenomenon. And it's happening. Don't think it ain't happening.
Yes.
The whole Earth is watching this. The whole Earth is watching this. Believe what I'm telling you. Because, again, is this the reason why there's a rush to get control over all species on the planet
mm-hmm.
Earth? Now, this is where we're going. We're going here, y'all. See, all this program is going to give you is facts. We ain't making them. Everybody on this phone just gave you facts. Ain't nobody made up shit. Pure facts.
That's
it's
right.
life. Now, here where it goes. The DNA, I asked y'all earlier, was the DNA altered? Y'all thought so, too, but here's the facts. The UN, this is how bold they are, man. They put it in our face. This is not no joke. This is how bold. It's not like it's hidden. It's right in the doctrine. It says UN Biodiversity
mm-hmm.
Agenda. This is called the UN Biodiversity Agenda, Ownership of Genetic Material. Quote, many species have gone extinct over the course of time. Dinosaurs, woolly mammals, dodo bird, etc. We often hear that species is at risk of extinction present as though the concern was in the loss of life of the love of the animal. When in reality, the concern is the potential loss of genetic material that could be used by biotechnology industry. The same applies to humans, who are also slated for extinction. This is a quote from the UN Biodiversity Agenda. Now, I don't see how these groups can go with a blind eye and get no feedback from the people. That's because even us on this line is considered by this group by this group. We just said the egregore. This group said it applies to humans who are also slated for extinction. Now, how would they know we'd be slated for extinction, y'all? Halloween today. It's Halloween for adults on the Helios Biblios Hour. If you're on this program, jump on, because we don't know when it's going to jump off, because it is on and popping this morning. Thank all y'all for joining us. 515-605-9343. The Helios is on the line. I am your host, Dry Bones, and these are the Dry Bones on this line today. We're going to kick it in Halloween style. I hope y'all ready, because we got a lot of programming. Let me get one more call before we take it to that question I just asked y'all. How does a group know we slated for extinction? 1300, welcome to the Helios Halloween.
Sorry about that, my brother. I was on mute.
There you go.
How's it going, gotcha, family? Happy
Guy
Hallow.
Fox. Yeah, how hollow, yeah. Hallow be thy name, thy kingdom come. Go ahead, jump on in there, man. Do your thing.
Hey, man, I gotta always reiterate, man. We're getting back to the current. They're gonna give away stuff to do an exchange, cause you gotta. I'm telling you, family, the currency right now is the index is zero almost. So in other words, you have maybe 20% per $1. So your $1 is worth 20 cents now around the world. So that's where we're at, and it's the battle of currencies that's going on. It's been going on. And what they're doing, the reason why they're giving that money away so easily is because it's no good. And so what they're trying to – it's just like buying land, or they call it debt swap. They're swapping debt because right now the U.S. dollar is what you consider a debt instrument. It's not really a financial instrument anymore. So people, that's why you got the digital currencies are trying to make their run as well, because all of these big, they call them the banking cabals. These banking cabals run the world. They run World Trade Economic Forums. They run all of this stuff. And right now, with Biden being over there with the Pope, I heard somebody say something about the Catholic. Everybody is going to make their attack. Everybody is going to try to make their move to be able to be the first one to implement a different debt instrument or a different some type of monetary instrument. So everybody's getting out of their currency because paper currencies are fiat, and they're only – most of them have a 50-year lifespan. Just to be honest with you, if you do the math, Nixon took us off in 71. So you just do the math. That's about, 50 to 70 years the currency dies. So family, get out of the dollar. Whatever you got to do, take your money and put it in your hand. Do not allow, because if you look at the bottom of your savings statement, and whenever you sign up for a savings account or whatever, the bank specifically says in fine print at the bottom, anything in their bank is their property. It's not yours. So when they do the runs and they lock down the ATM, your money is going to be stuck, and everybody's going to have to get out of that money all at once. They call it the Great Reset. And so
– Great Reset.
The Global Reset. So putting that out there real quick, family, I'm going to digress. I'm still hanging in there. I'm on mute.
Okay. Beautiful topic on that. Now, let's go with that, because that premise lets you know that the money must be gone, everybody. For them to offer $1 million to a family – what they're doing is paying for their new bond servants. This is Bible cryptic Egypt 101 right now. Boy, I'm loving this, man. This is so beautiful shit. Can you imagine? We reliving a pharaonic Bible story. We're going to go into now the horror of the mummy. See, y'all forgot they did the ceremony. I told y'all. Y'all thought they raised up the dead.
Yeah. Yeah, they resend the new slaves, our new servitors.
Bro, they brought this. Y'all don't remember we played the song. I can't. You know, it can only do so much. Y'all who are on the line, y'all, that's called deprogram. I love Bewitched. So you had to have an incantation for the spell, because even Grandpa always had a concoction to take out the spell. That's what y'all doing. Y'all deprogramming, demystifying. And so for them to be able to pull this off, it takes ignorance, because it's nothing but an illusion. They really can't do anything.
Absolutely. That's all they need to do to be successful is just everybody remain ignorant right now.
Ignorant.
And I love what you said, Zabon, at the beginning of the program. For you to, even if you don't vote, for you to sit around and watch your loved ones become diabolically devoured, you're just as guilty. So, because if you're sitting around and you're not fighting right now and you're not trying to put up a resistance, you know, like they said in, what's the movie, was it RoboCop or Terminator?
Which one? Which one?
The Resistance.
Which one? Oh, yeah, the resistance. Well, the resistance is everything. I just watched The Purge yesterday, a couple of them, and it was always the resistance. The resistance was always the blacks. I realize that. See, to keep you pacified, black folks, you got to be seen on TV now everywhere. That's the contract you made. See, you don't know you made it. The Boule made it for you, the ones you worship. See, the ones you worship on TV, the pharaonic cult, a black face. See, did you know that? See, I'm going to show you how y'all don't care. Not y'all on this line, but how the people. Because we're talking to a lot of people right now. You just don't even know. You see how they want to vote for Virginia. 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 The land of the Virgin Mary is the most hated and most diabolical that they did to blacks. Yet, this group in Virginia brought in gay porn to their classroom. They had a man wear a dress, raped the kids. Now, they raping their own people now. This is what I'm talking to the Protestants. Y'all raping your own people to prove what point made to you by a cabal, what my man just said, a cabal, a monetary pirate cabal is running this thing. And they alien. Y'all might think they humans. By the end of this program, I'm approved with facts that anybody can ask you for your DNA. And y'all gave it up. All of us been to the doctor. They got all our blood. They are Count Dracula. All your blood. Everybody's blood is in a bank. Tell us from the crypt, baby. 9927. 9927. Get ready.
Resurrection, everyone. Resurrection.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We go into the Halloween.
It's Halloween. It's Halloween. It's Halloween. Hey, so they definitely right. They do got all our blood. That's a fact. Yo, the cryptocurrency, check it out. They want all of us to be cryptocurrency. They only want us to have $600 in your bank account. So when you get ready, that means when they decide, well, we'll let you have a little bit of cash, but you only can have $600 and you only can work through that little bit of cash, this is how they're going to try to get most of the money off the street. So you're only going to work with that little bit of cash, but most of the time you're going to have to take your check and you got to buy what? Bitcoin, altcoins, you got to buy all these different coins.
Dog coins, Litecoin.
Your check is going to be transferred over to either it's going to be stock or just coins. But basically, you're going to be working with coins. And who's always on the front line? Black people. Who's always talking? Black people. Who is always on commercials and everything being displayed as negative? Black people. Who is always, we was the first in everything? Black people. And who is going to get fucking blamed for every fucking thing that's going on along with the vaccinations and all of this when it comes to the motherfucking end? Black people. Why? Who was the first to take a fucking shot? Black people. Who? I don't mean to use the color, but that's the shit that they use every day is black because everybody want to call themselves black, which is a terrible word because you're not black anyway. We are always there. We always there. Who's speaking up? Black people. Nicki Minaj, the celebrities, Kanye West, all of them coming out, you know, telling the truth and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Black people. Who's going to be saving the world? No one is. You got to save yourself eventually in order to save everything else. We do. We the main. We the ones that said we were here first. So since we are here first, guess what we got to do first? We got to change everything. We do. The so-called black people, because that's not what we are. Because if we are,
the gods of the planet that they claim they killed, okay, that God doesn't exist anymore, is who? The original beings of the people, of the planet, the so-called black people. We are the original beings of the planet. And now, not only that, we've been doing commerce and having sex with all kinds of fucking aliens. That's the truth. You ain't going to sit up here and say you're not having sex with every fucking alien out there, because we do. But we slept. They put us to sleep. They put us under a spell. And now we're starting to resurrect. Now we got to correct this shit. Correct what the fuck that we done did. We got to correct it. We create white people. We create all kinds of fucking shit because of our DNA. That's why they collected it, because these motherfuckers ain't stupid. In order for them to take over our planet, they got to take control over our DNA.
Over DNA.
Planet.
Now, let me ask you, because you know this is true, because think about it. We did a thing, you said this, what you've been saying, they admitting, never did they not admit this. I want everybody to realize this, that we, when we talk like we say the black, they not saying that the blacks, they worship it.
They trying to fucking alien out there, y'all. That's the shocking part of it. That's the shocking part of it.
So you have to be first. Yeah, you got to be first. Okay, now let's go there. Now we go over the fact that we are first. Let's get to that point. Now, what if the universe, by showing us that, especially here in America, black folks really look at black and white very, very different. You know, because certain areas, it's just black and white. It's not a Spanish element. There's no other element. You might have another Caribbean element, some Africa. But right now, we could see that the whole earth definitely has to be having sex with each other all the time, because look at the commercials. Just 20 years ago, everybody, 25 years ago, you could have been jacked up for being with a white chick in certain parts of this country. Really. Let's be honest. You can see the time warp. You said that we fucking everybody. Now, look what they have done now. From the time of, let's say, my birth is 62, from 1962, I'll start there, you got jacked up. Black-white love was almost taboo. I mean, you really had to be in love, even though it was...
That was that controlled environment back then. Now we're in 2021.
That was controlled environment.
It was an experiment that was being done.
Right.
Because the way it was done, they always have to use their own people first. See, these beings that's disguised as white people have to use their own people first. They got to sacrifice these motherfuckers.
Okay.
Hey, Bones.
Let me get some more problems. Hold on.
Hey, Bones. Can I make a comment on that?
So-called black people. It was all an experiment. If we sit back and look at this shit today, you'll look at it and like, okay, so they use these motherfuckers to get at these motherfuckers, and then these motherfuckers kind of got, I don't believe they got scared, but I believe they all were fighting each other, you know, to bring it today in the history
now,
of food,
now, hold
they
on,
all lied
let, 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 let,
that we
let, let, go with
fighting
that. Hold
against
on.
Each
hold
other
on.
Because
hold,
we really
hold
was.
On,
they keep trying to put that slave shit in our minds. That
okay,
we
hold on. Let's go. Let's go with
very
that.
Very submissive and shit.
Hold on, sister. Hold on. Because you roll. We got to get. I want to get in perspective.
Yeah,
you're on the roll. You slow it down. Now. Go ahead, brother. Speak what she's been saying, because you wanted
to
reiterate what she was saying.
And to what we see that were, you know, about the, as we see in the DNA, and we see that mixing of the DNA as we watch in the Caesar Arena or in the Coliseum, we see the Patrick Mahomes and we see the different gymnasts, you know, that probably had biracial parents, and that is
Zach
what you
LaVine,
see the results.
Lonzo Ball.
Yeah, all of them, even down to Tiger. And we see, you know, how the DNA and the
DNA,
genetics
is
still strong.
Some about the DNA that won't fade. That's why they need it, because they need that.
Well, I don't know. The need for that DNA is everywhere for me. And my thing with this was, it's not subjectively to just our region, because black folks are everywhere. So obviously this is a very dynamic base of what they're doing.
That's what it is. It's our gene, it's a special gene that we carry.
Okay.
Our special
I got
gene.
You. But who carries? You keep saying we. When you say we, I want you next, brother. I want y'all to know when we say we, I don't want y'all to think we just talking about USA blacks, because black folks are universal.
No,
so that means
about
that
the gene all over
the world. It's all over the world. Okay.
The world.
There we go. Let's leave it there. Go ahead, brother. We're gonna keep. Jump in.
With these new X factor, the coronal mass ejections of the sun, everybody DNA is getting transferred. Like my man Kwame said, we all turn it from carbon units to crystallizing.
Now that's a good one. Now let's go there. Look what you just said, Corona. The Corona. Remember we did a thing about the coronavirus. The name Corona is a hell of a thing. It takes you to the Vatican as well. This coronavirus and key carbon. Y'all heard this before. Maybe y'all had to hear this because we heard this back in the day with the key carbon and chromosomes. That was Dr. Ben and all them was saying that Ashwar Kwesi was teaching on that for years about we being the carbon people. That's not even if we crystallize, okay. That's like Sodom and Gomorrah, when they crystallize. So it has to do with some type of astrological happen for now, because we can't crystallize the way y'all talking without radiation. So radiation, from what y'all are saying, radiation has to come from somewhere. Mm-hmm. If it's coming from the sun, the holy sun, then Jesus really is the sun, S-U-N.
Yes, sir.
We must have made him on what they call that when you metamorphosize us into phenomena, into human beings, anthropomorphic. It's called anthropomorphic. When you take a celestial being and make them human, that's called anthropomorphic, so you can tell the story much better to lower beings. Yeah, let's get deep.
Yes,
y'all
sir.
Ready for Halloween?
We coming from charcoal to a diamond, man. We've been under pressure. And with the sunlight, we're coming from a charcoal to a diamond, y'all. We shine, get ready to shine.
Diamonds
up forever,
and again,
huh?
Yeah, diamonds. but that's what they're going for. You need diamonds, everybody. You need crystals to able to shoot the laser that they got to use on, because you need a lot of gold, platinum, silver. Now, we all understand that. That's why I'm trying to get y'all to see that Dune ain't a joke. So you figure that's Halloween, y'all. Told we're going to be a Halloween for Dune. You see they already able to dig.
Dune? I just watched Dune last night. I don't like it. I understand the concept.
Right. It's two Dunes, right. I ain't seen the new Dune, but it's two Dunes. Yeah.
The one to watch is the original one, because this new one, the original one gives you exactly everything that they're talking about. It's very long, but the original one is what you should watch. Anybody want to watch Dune, you can watch the new one, but you're going to get the truth from the original Dune.
Watch both.
That's
how watch both.
Public out there.
Watch both, because you watched them both, so you can analyze both perspectives.
Yeah, watch them both, but watch the original one first.
Yeah. First, yeah, I would say that.
Just like with Star Trek, I didn't went back the past 2 weeks now. I've been watching the original Star Trek. Everything that we've been talking about in these shows today was in the Star Trek series, the first one.
The first one was Captain Kirk. That's a nice solid ritual they had, too. See, the one they did with Captain Kirk with Jeff Bezos, that's a ritual. Because I when I started to look at it, I said, wait a minute, how far he went up? Then he come down. It's not even long now. It's almost like
a
hot.
We always we going back to the past. That's what we don't realize. That the past is always the future. The future is the past. And we going back.
So we going. We're gonna be in space. So let me ask you a question, because I'm gonna bring more callers quick. Because we're gonna go sci-fi. Because see, sci-fi Halloween too. If the DNA is altered, and you took black mother God and Swahili cum sperma, and you mixed it. Then you put it in other species to see if those species would grow. Even if they don't grow and die, at least you got data on what died and what didn't die to go to the next phase. Now, is this not mad science to y'all? Sci-fi is real, y'all. We told you. Sci-fi is real. Let me take one more caller. mad science, because that's what they said. They will induce us into a hypnotic force. And then,
hey, drop on. You see what they say the other day? They're taking pig kidneys and putting them in people. Now, they were doing that with their heart valves of pigs and folk. Putting
that's
them
right.
in damn people, man.
So that goes to show you, I just told you the word, Jung and biodiversity agenda. I can't say, that's why I'm being cut off these shows. I can't say, all I can say is what a group can say, the same applies to humans who are slated for extinction. We better pay attention to that. That's a gem. So you got to know who the enemy is to kill the enemy. How you going to kill the enemy? You don't even know who the fuck he is.
The enemy is within you. It's in your head.
Right.
That's right.
Right. It's octopus. It's octopus. But your brain, right. But again, y'all said it's in our head. So if they're using head games, this is high-level chess they plan to do. This is high-level chess. What we're going through now, if I die tomorrow off some collateral, death collateral, y'all, you know, they don't look at the world at the highest level, don't care. Because death is
right.
Halloween.
The world at the highest level already told y'all that they make bets on humans. They don't make bets on others. They make bets on humans dying.
Humans, yeah.
Squid game.
That's true.
Hey,
that's,
I don't care if the Chinese.
That's why yeah, somebody say, hey, drive on.
I said they make bets. They make bets, y'all. They know y'all know that they make bets on the football.
Well, Eddie Murphy proved that. Eddie Murphy proved that.
How many people going to die in the
hood? Calm down.
I bet you how many people going to die in the hood today? How much you want to bet on that? Let's see. I don't know. I'll give you this piece of land over here. How about I give you a
So the highest, what you're saying is the highest
now,
people.
Now, before they get ready to bet on. With China and them, this is all a fucking game to them. How long do you think these motherfuckers going to realize you playing a game with them making bets and shit? Oh, well, let's see how many containers going to sit out here.
Hold on, calm down. We got to keep you. It's a show, talk show. When we say calm down, it means chill. So we can reiterate to what you're saying, because you're going fast. So you saying what the brother said earlier, Caesar. So really, Caesar is ruling because basically gambling is Caesar. That's what they're showing you. They're showing you. See, they don't have a problem showing you Caesar with blood. See, this is what y'all ain't getting.
Legalized gambling now.
I'm trying to show you how you keep everybody can say the white man is lying. The white man don't show the white man. The white man never told you you wasn't in power. You told yourself that.
Hold on.
I don't care about learning from us. If they learn from us, then we must be fucked up in our own learning. Then because if we could be learned from. We about to get Halloween on y'all. If we could be learned from, listen carefully. You did a lot of reiteration about black. But if we first, whatever, then we the first demons.
Ouch.
You the first demon.
That's right,
now,
man.
What bigger demon now? Because, you know, I can go off today. Who the vampire? I told you the women energy. We going to see y'all watching your own women eat your own kids.
Hey,
because y'all put this, hold on.
Dry bone, check this out. And it's funny. No, I'm going to connect what you just said. I don't know if y'all knew this now. I just read an article 2 days ago. They said in next year they're going to have the highest number of black women running for office ever. This is the first time this ever happened before. That ain't no accident, bro. For
ain't
mayors,
no accident.
Governors,
no.
All these different mm-hmm. Why? That's the question.
Now,
why?
Hold on, New York State. Let's go to the political part because y'all watching it. Buffalo, you about to watch a woman who ain't had no political can't even do her own
mm-hmm.
bank account. Can't even run her own bank account. Got mental issues. Got mental issues. Now, hold on.
Break it up, man.
You live there, and all y'all live in these cities. I'm telling
you. You're breaking up, babe.
Well, do they break me up? Because I'm about to talk about politics now. Because that's why they break me up.
Well,
as long as you can hear me, I'm going to say this. As long as y'all can hear me. If these black women can watch all, this is the first time black women can get into politics in the game. Nobody got on the burning bush. See, the burning bush was a woman. I'm about to go deep on y'all. So y'all talk all this shit. But see, we're going to see if you're about this.
Yep.
See, the burning bush is a woman. See, the bush, see, remember this black woman, her name is Bush. Look her up.
Yeah.
She told you to your face. Corey Bush told you to your face that she more important than the black community. She said that I need security, not them. And yet the black community of women. Now, y'all just brought AOC to Buffalo. AOC was just in Buffalo. Y'all should have spit it on her ass. But no. No. The woman had
a
meeting about eating.
That's a fact.
Hold on. The meeting.
And,
I know. Right, but that's what's going. That's what we're talking about. See, it's a philosophy. See, they don't care if you're black or white in this game. See, that's what I'm trying to get to y'all with. We don't care.
Right.
This Hispanic light-skinned woman got a docile look. Got the black chick. She looks strong. Y'all watching this? Y'all know what's going on because the women is getting most of the money in social services, so they knew who to go to. I'm about to get deep now. Now this is about to get where it's gonna scare you. See, y'all didn't realize the movie Alien. She was a woman. The alien was a woman.
That's why we can have any kind.
That's right. Now see, you could have any kind, not us. See, man worshipped the woman. Y'all just heard last week. I played India. I played the Call of India. Y'all just would have studied that for a whole day.
And that's
you
what
have
Reagan
a whole day.
And then with non-sex and that bullshit.
Right.
That's where the Kama Sutra
come from there. The Kama Sutra. Now, we did showing y'all. Dr. Quaid, all these people went over there for us, gave y'all pictures of them having sex temples throughout this whole region. And yet, look how we talking today. Like this, some new shit. Y'all know the women's going to be used. That's what's called female energy.
Yes, sir.
And when the man said they was going to rule again, he said it would be bad for us. It would be bad for us. That's what the man said.
Hey, drop off. That what paganism was when the women ruled the world.
That's right.
The most faggot ass Catholics, man. No faggot ass home.
But I want y'all to get a good eye. See, don't go with the eye of the Catholics that you see in our world. Go to their museum. Well, if you really want to see what the Catholics look like, the Dombardos, the Avadanis, you're going to be seeing mulattoes. That's a fact. Told you what Caesar looked like. How many times? Who you gonna blame when they show you your face?
The Merovingians.
They told you this. Ain't nobody hid no shit from y'all. This a bunch of bullshit.
Etruscans.
I could go all the way back to A.J. Rogers, Arthur Schomburg. Y'all New York people. Y'all don't think we don't know? All them.
Mm-hmm.
All them. I go all the way back and see that the women was the first Masons. Look up the black Masons women in the Civil War. General Lee's of the South, she was the Grand Wiccan. She was in black. I gave y'all the picture. She in black. She's blacker than black, pretty as hell, with a symbol of all the symbols.
Yeah, that's a statue on top of the U.S. Capitol, man. That's a statue of black woman on top of the U.S. Capitol.
Oh, man. Here we go. We about to get deep. Y'all ready for this? We about to get deep. Let's just take a break right quick. We about to get higher and higher. Because guess what? You're going to need all the fuel, all the adrenaline you're getting from this program, you're going to need it in real life.
What was the alien again? A queen? Was she a queen?
Return to claim the pyramid. Pardon on the mothership. I am the mothership connection. Get down in 3D. A light year groove. If you hear any noise, ain't nobody but me and the boys. Turn the motherfucker out. Y'all ready to get down out there? by dipping your hip and come on to the mothership. Doing the loose booty. Give me a little more foot up here. The home of the people, the bomb. I bet your memory bank don't forget this one.
Oh, the memory banks. I like that. I'm going to leave on there. Your memory banks have forgotten this part. Oh, my goodness. Welcome to the Helios Bibles out of the Book of the Sun, our Halloween special for adults. That's what the Purge said in the movie. Actually, the Purge actually played the Funkadelics in the Purge movie. When it started out, the white man was jacking up his whole entire family. And he said, I want you to listen to some Funkadelic George Clinton. I said, man, that's in the, I forgot that part, you know, when you don't watch, the, you know, see it again. He said, wow, give most love to George. Now, let's get deep at this because we are forgotten our memory banks. We forgot that we was the kings and queens or the pictures of the kings and queens of Africa. They know they were blacks. We know that already. Problem is the black species is turning to the true alien based on that they need the alien, which is the first woman. If the first woman is the alien, then her DNA is run through all woman. That's why she is called Mother God. The only begotten son is an allegory of DNA manipulation because he was the only begotten son who did not need a dick. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
The widow's son. The widow's son.
There you go. Thank y'all. We gave you the whole allegoric story for free. If you want to send anything, Cash App, be at Drive 07 at Cash App. Thank you so much. Now, let's keep it rolling.
Eliminate
now,
that bone, y'all. Eliminate that bone for man. Man did not give woman, was not made out of a rib of a bone.
Oh, of course. So, that's called bone marrow.
That's bone marrow. Out here.
Bone marrow.
But
yeah,
the thing is that now we got to understand that we're all soul beings, which is energy. And they're going to use our energy, which is us, to control the crypt. They're going to control the skin of the matrix. That's why they changed the name to Meta, to metaphysical.
Yeah.
They be changing it because you're getting ready to use the
ain't
energy,
going virtual.
Our energy.
No, but no, he's going to use virtual. Metal is virtual. It's one.
And we have to understand that, and we have to know that how powerful we are with our
energy. If they know this, you know this. Now, you know this, I know this. You're right. You're making sense. The people need to hear that because we are, for him to name it Meta, but then his Meta was not merging us into women. Or maybe it was because he went to virtual reality. I watched the whole thing on that. He did not mention he's virtual. Zuckerberg is taking us into a virtual reality. This is what this Meta is about. Go look it up. It's virtual.
That
means
the beginning of the Matrix.
There you go. So now it's
the
beginning of
the
Matrix now.
Matrix. Yes.
Now he's married. Now here's where we get into the DNA meshing. Okay, he's not married to a traditional white woman. He's married an Asian. Okay. Now is this dude DNA
that
y'all
Dave Chappelle married to an Asian woman too?
Dave Chappelle married to an Asian woman too. Now my question to everybody is, y'all talk to DNA. I know you want to make, but you know the Chinese people don't believe in our philosophy the way of the blacks, black. They don't think this way. Thinking rule. Now, go ahead.
Remember, okay. Remember, China and Russia did not go to the Green Climate Conference this weekend. Okay,
right.
You said something about Zuckerberg. Okay, Zuckerberg came out with the new Meta. Okay, don't forget about the Libra currency that Zuckerberg tried to launch about a year ago, right before Biden got in office.
That's right,
remember,
Libra, sure did.
Remember, that currency called Libra.
That's right,
see,
Libra,
Zuckerberg
that's right.
Zuckerberg has never lied to you and told you he was a social media company. Facebook was a social experiment for data harvesting.
He has over billions and billions of
bytes in your information and everybody's information, whoever been on that. So now he's set up to be the lender, the one that'll be able to utilize the digital currency, because that's where we're going, family. The crypto, the digital, listen, they may work, but they're not
gonna
work foolproof until they detach themselves from the currency. You have to be linked. We have to get back on a gold-backed system. There's nothing else we can do.
Nigeria, man. Yeah.
Nigeria just announced they're going all the way digital cryptocurrency, man.
Yeah.
They done already converted.
Now, let me ask you.
Nigeria has resources, Brother West. They have lots of resources. They got gold, zinc, cobalt. They got silver. They got everything that the Chinese need to keep making these semiconductors. And without these semiconductors, we wouldn't be on the phone right now, family. So China is running everything.
That's right. Hold on. Look what you just said, everybody. Y'all been saying it. I just want to link what y'all been all talking about. Every single one of you on this line, y'all all been mentioning mining. We call, I don't know what my brother had be talking about the legal stance, but the miners. Look what these miners. Now, you know, we told y'all on many of these programs, y'all listen to just many as we do, they've been mentioning the mining rights of the earth. Who gets to go get the rare earth metals? You got to have a hell of a game to get rare earth metals.
That's right.
Come on, everybody. Let's be real. Think about this deeply. How you gonna get a mining right to an alien metal that hit the earth in the ancient days? Who knew it was there? We talking now the Eternals. We about to go into DC Comics now, but oh my gosh, they showing you in your face. Haven't y'all watched enough sports? Go ahead, jump.
Cryptocurrency, you're going to be mining your own currency because they're going to put the equipment in your body to mine your own money. So you won't have to work because you're going to be a machine that's going to be mining the cryptocurrency. Because what? Sustainability is that magical word. So they want everything sustainable. So they're going to turn you into the battery to mine the money.
That's
right. And anything else.
That's the infrastructure bill, too.
That's agreed. Now, let's go there. Infrastructure. Infrastructure bill, everybody, is Halloween on steroids. If anybody – thank you, brother, for bringing that up. See, that's another thing. What you got to be into this game that we're doing on this, you got to be – that's why we needed so many people. We can't do one person. The bones – gee, if y'all have read that bill, those of you who have read it, everybody on this line has not read it. If you have read it, y'all need to come on. We're going to do a show on this. If anybody don't believe Halloween, you need to read that. Anytime somebody can tell you they're going to give full rights to the government for your kids, the women, they be run a daycare. Y'all see, the women, that's why they're going to get y'all to do it. Because y'all need money. Y'all got all these kids, some of y'all, and you need support from them because of the incubator, which is the dick.
Now,
you
know
choose.
We need our nails done, our hair done. You know we need our
But what government going to keep you that way is going to be some type of stipulation. Now, y'all in the socialist state. Y'all in New York State, y'all know y'all socialist for sure. And it's a fight there. Regardless of your color. But I'm trying to get the DNA of carbon-based people to crystallize. If you say y'all can watch your own demise, then y'all going to be Sodom and Gomorrah. Ain't going to be no problem.
It's happening here in Illinois because the governor here, Pritzker, just announced that now – he just announced the vaccine mandate for the daycare workers here.
Right. Now, that means complete control over your kids. Now, what if – I'm just going to do a little Hollywood movie on y'all. What if, but when they get to the point where they got to do the extermination plan, when they go for the full phase – and they need to have certain – now, what if the daycare worker turned into a zombie? I'm actually – see, does that not seem logical now to you now that it's actually being mandated? Look at the term mandate, date of man. That means death certificate. Go ahead.
Hey, I want to say something about that. Yeah, I want to say something about the daycare. In their bill, and the Democrats' bill, they are mandating that the people who own the daycares have a master's degree. Okay? So, and the children, they're taking the little kids, they're taking over the children and the daycare with the mandate of the master's degree. And then in the public schools, they got the school union that's trying to take over the other school system. So they're coming after children. And in Virginia, they are the first state that's actually fighting back, okay? They're fighting back because they see that the unions, the school unions don't need the board members. The board members. They are nothing but under the Democrat spell to take over the children, because why do you want to teach the race theory? And most people probably don't understand what the race theory is. It's a two-for-one for the Democrats. They are telling these children, the black children, that you are victims, you're slaves, your ancestors were slaves, and you don't have an opportunity in America. They tell the little white kids, your ancestors made them slaves, so you need to feel guilty and don't need no opportunities either. So that's what they're teaching the children. And then they're teaching, right, it's a two-for-one. And then they're teaching the children that it's not science that a woman and a man are natural. No, it's not. We have the hermaphrodites. And they're telling them that these women, these hermaphrodites, these men that dress like women are really women. Okay? So now these children are saying, these parents are saying, wait a minute, we're watching stuff while we're doing the Zoom, and we're going to fight back. And what happens? The Biden administration, their DOJ, put out that memo calling these parents, what they call them, terrorists.
Domestic terrorists. Yes, we know.
Right, and I know
homeschool everybody.
Right, most people. Mm-hmm. Right. And they brought the DOJ, the attorney, they brought him in, the attorney general, they brought him in, no, actually the FBI. That was the FBI who actually put out that memo, correct?
Right, the FBI.
Was it the FBI or the attorney general? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway,
either way,
make
they put it out. I know what you're talking about. He was grilled on the house. Yeah, he put the memo out. He put the house that they were domestic terrorists and he couldn't answer no questions. He couldn't answer. Right. Yeah, he couldn't answer anything. He was up on charges. He couldn't answer a thing. And that's a very important point that you brought up. Look what's going on. She's bringing up something that's going on that's very high level. That if you could call a person, they come for our kids, because if you could get a person to say that I'm going to a school board meeting. And y'all should ask yourself this. Y'all got grandkids, get kids going to school right now. If your child was right by a tranny who says, I'm X, don't have no gender, because he was allowed to do this. I'm going to ask y'all this, because what she just said can really happen. And the dude want to rape your daughter, he can go to the bathroom, pretend to be a woman that day, because it says you can switch it back and forth. You know, if I feel like I'm a man tomorrow, I can go back to the HR and say, I'm a man today. And if I'm not a man, I'm Alter Rico, whatever the hell I am, I'm gonna be the Alter Rico tomorrow. So you know, this is what we have allowed.
Rachel Levine that just got promoted to admiral. That's what we talking about too.
Right. Rachel Levine.
Hey, Bone. That shit like shapeshifter.
Shapeshifter. Thank you. Now hold on. They going back and forth. Beautiful. That's a beautiful analogy. Shapeshifter. Thank you. And that's the spirit of what the Halloween about. Because you put on your costume to shapeshift to somebody else. That's why you wear a costume.
Go back and do your research about the critical race theory. That's a product of the Tavistock Institute now.
Hey, bro, listen, bro, just hit it. I was just going to tell the family drive on real quick. The sisters, I'm glad the sister brought in the race through critical race theory, because, like, I came across some footage in Orlando, Florida, of a school board meeting, and one of the parents was on the stand, and he was talking to the board, and he was like, I just got this book. I had my kid get this book out of the library. Guy went and started reading the book.
I saw that, yeah.
Right. It was really a great day. I bought a new scrap on, and I'm about to use it for the first time. Bro, they are reading this stuff to our kids. Just like you say, they are trying to attack the kids with this LGBT agenda. Don't get me wrong, family. I got family members. We got friends. Everybody got people that are LGBT. But when you start trying to pervert the kids with it, I got to stand up as a human being, and I have to speak out because I wasn't really tripping on that race. I was kind of trying to feed through it and trying to say, okay, well, is it all about race or is it just one of these liberal, I call it hat tricks or I call it a trick bag. And no, these people are literally implementing in what the sister was saying about child care, and also they're trying to do elderly care under that Green Deal bill, whatever Joe Biden's
right now. There you go. Now, just hold on. Let me get some more calls. The lines are lighting up. Hey, this show is we're going to do something with this. We're asking for somebody. We need a new transmitter, baby, because we got a lot of people listening to this. Let me go to back up north, 8079. You on the Helios. Go ahead. Jump in. I know you've been waiting long.
Hey. Is this Halloween, man? This is Bitcoin birthday. This is Bitcoin birthday today, man.
Bitcoin birthday, man.
Bitcoin last week gave the one guy one Bitcoin for giving back to football last week, and Brady got Bitcoin commercials. Everything is Bitcoin, man.
He gave a Bitcoin to go get that football back that he threw that 600 yards, 600 touchdowns. Absolutely right. Go ahead.
The whole thing, too, is the black AD up here in New York State, she just announced that she's going to run for governor now, man, that she kicked Cuomo out. She done stepped in and going to run for the governor of New York State, man.
Letitia James.
That black female power is coming in. And, hey, man, but, you know, as far as the children, man, we have to deprogram them before they go to school, after they go to school, and teach them the knowledge that we know in-house, you know, about the evils and what's going on in this world, man. But it was refreshing to me. I went to a Halloween party yesterday with some 30-year-old man talking the talk we talk. And that was good to see, man, the debate that was going on between them young people. I just kicked back and listened. And a lot of them is waking up, man. I was, like, so surprised, but I was happy at the same time, man.
At the same time. That's what keep me going. That's why I can't stop talking to people, because it keep me going.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, damn. And we make a connection, I can feel it. It's like,
and they
will warn you. I've met people who warn me, hey, don't go over that way, man, but it's a spot over here. Y'all need to hang out. It's a good spot. I just go with energy.
I agree with y'all, man, because I like to talk to them young cats too, man. They sharp, bro. They keep my central processing unit going, man. They keep my random access memory rolling, man. Okay,
now, the youth is it now at our age, at my age, the youth is definitely a powerful thing, and I'm glad anybody know me. Yeah. I've been around the youth and still do the youth, and I talked to a lot of people about that because, unfortunately, again, we took alternative. I didn't go to conventional way. We don't believe in convention because, see, they want you to believe in a group think. And I was in a group think. I'm telling you, being in a group think can cause you to do some crazy shit. Y'all better realize that. And because they can create a trance over your ass that you've been believing. But at the same time, sometimes you got to take the bad with the good and then you learn from that. But let me just say this. The money game is real. Miami, my own peoples, showed me it's on. I'm telling y'all now, we about to do it. Whatever you could get put $1,000 in. They just made Miami Crypto City. Now, is that by accident after my man? Remember the builders?
The number one people in the crypto game now is the so-called black people. The number one people in the game right now is the so-called black people.
With the rappers.
You see what baseball doing, man. Baseball getting into it, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say this about what y'all talking. Sports, I like sports. You know, we got the Bills Mafia. We're going to be rolling in a little while. Sports got some type of magic over it. See, it's the only time every ethnic group in the building, regardless of where you come from, get in there and give raw energy to a very high energy game. So that shows you that in a very high order of spiritual energy, people can call on things because we go there for energy. We know we ain't playing football, but we love it. We used to play football, but it's so exciting. But look what they do because they know we watch it. Did you see the commercials? And you just look at the commercials, you're going to be like, damn, that's next. I've seen shit now we might be investing. It's a ray that go over your teeth that an Army guy made, supposed to clean up. See, the dentist, I'm going to tell y'all something. Are you a medical? I don't know about your medical, but see, that's going to be affected if you go along with this. See, your medical going to be connected to the Green Deal, which is Obamacare.
Oh, yeah.
And see your teeth, all that. See, all new hires. I'm going to tell you, I'm talking to the young people right now. All new hires, you don't get what we get. And I thought I was getting something. But then you look at your parents' pension days, they was able to get a lot more out their pensions that we going to get. And I ain't.
Right.
So we not looking at it like we should, really, economically. I mean, we're not getting paid a lot if your interest in your area is high. If you live in a high interest area, in order to get food, you're going to be driven out because the food supply going to a certain zip code. I'm telling y'all this now. You don't think this is true? Look up the 10 regional planners I gave y'all with the 10 governors and watch out that those trade routes that are going to bring the food in is connected to what we're talking about. Those countries, those states right now that's listening in the 10 regions, if this goes any further without y'all waking up, they will cut you off. That is a made-up scenario in the West because you see I'm in the East and we got open ports. My pub is half full. I ain't missed a day without going to the grocery store yet. The question is yet. Now, what's happened next, I don't know. But I'm looking to tell you what I'm saying.
You heard what DeSantis said, right? You heard what DeSantis said. DeSantis said, shit, send the ship down here. We'll pull them in.
He said we'll pull them in. Now, longshoremen, hold on. Let me just say this real quick. I'm going to let y'all jump in. Y'all black folks know the best jobs are them longshoremen jobs. You tell them they can't find no blacks. You know how much longshoremen make? Anybody been? I've worked downtown. I work with. That's a coverage. You used to have to be hand picked by masons. You used to have to go to the Mason Lodge in Liberty City. If I'm lying, somebody stop me. In Liberty City, you would have to go to the lodge, and they would pick you out, and that's how you got that job over there on the beach. Am I making this up? No, I'm not. Because I used to help people. Because I used to work for an agency, and I used to know how to do the computer and do people's resumes because I started learning quickly and found out people would tell you everything, and, man, they was making more money back. I could not believe it. I told the story to people. They know I'm lying. This dude was making a killing, couldn't even read. He was six figures and couldn't read, and he was only out because the longshoremen's controlled by the pirates. That's why the mob. See, let's get real. Drugs can't get in here without them. You know how many ships got drugs on it out there? You know how many ships out there got drugs?
Chase Bank.
Yeah, a bunch of it. The whole thing is that's an Asian war going on that side. The war of Asia already going on too. So y'all, I'm gonna go biblical right now. See, Magog, Gog, all these armies and shit, they already doing war. But the final war is gonna be a hell of a war where they gotta use a lot of energy from people. And because you took the shot, this is going to be your Halloween.
Science doesn't know everything.
We have been enslaved, and we are in a big hypnosis. That's what's happened. The biggest psychological warfare, MK Ultra project, has been launched on humanity, and it's working. So the few of us that are awake, the remnant, our job is to help awaken the others and shake them out of the hypnosis. And how do you do that? Remember what it is to be human, because everybody forgot. Literally, we forgot. You're staying away from one another. You're just getting, we're instant everything. We're ordering off of Amazon, ordering instant food. Everything's digital, technology. I hate those stupid avatars. I'm sorry, but you know, it's disconnecting you from who you are. You are beautiful. Don't mess up. Don't mess it up. Don't put a mask over yourself. Don't make yourself into an avatar. You are made in the likeness of God. Why would you make yourself anything different? Stop following these tricks and these psychological warfare techniques that they're doing. Also, the television should always be shut off at all times. We were talking about that in the beginning, how they've for decades done research where you could have a TV on in the background. You can't really hear what they're saying. However, the tones and the frequencies and the colors used are done purposely to brainwash you. And if you just, there's a, a patent number. I don't remember it offhand, but if you look it up, it'll show you that the television was made to be a brainwashing device. It's called Tell a Vision. It tells you a vision and to program you. That's why their television programs is programming you. And the CIA has been behind the television programming and the movie industry for a long time. They give them the storylines. They tell them what to put in there. And there's lots of documents and data on that. So stop the biggest brainwashing device out there, and that will already start to awaken your mind and your heart. So what can you, I guess, I hear from nurses and doctors regularly in my messenger inbox, obviously. They're not willing to come forward, but they know what's going on. What can they do? Do you think that, well, I mean, at this point, I'm really upset, and I'd like to say stronger words, but I'll say disappointed. Because this, they took oaths. We're not making a product. We took oaths to take care of, we were given the honor and the privilege of a human life in our hands, literally, okay? And that you turn your back on your oath and that you turn your head away for the dollar sign, you know who you're worshiping now. I'm sorry. I know what I was doing. I made choices and I refused and I had ultimatums on me. I've had death threats on me, but I would never do anything to hurt another person. And when these are rolled out right now, they are truly an experiment. There's something called the Nuremberg Code. If you don't know that, you should read on it. You are supposed to give informed consent. You're not giving informed consent because you don't even know all the data on this experiment that's laid out. Nobody should be forced into it. And you should tell the person that I cannot tell you that the benefits outweigh the risk, because not one person can tell you that. They should be honest and they should not coerce or force anyone into doing this. That is their human right duty. And they should, that, and if they do anything other than that, that's on their head. That's on their heart. And I am calling all of my colleagues out now. You should never do that to another human being, because we cannot dance around and hold each other's hands and walk on eggshells anymore, because we're talking about the future of humanity and people's lives at stake here. So no, I don't have any sympathy. I don't have empathy for them, for anyone in the medical field right now. No. I'm sorry. I have to be harsh now, because the time is now to act.
It is time now. It's time to rise up.
And they don't have an out. They don't have a get out of jail free card here. No way. They are contributing to crimes against humanity when they participate. And if they did not participate, if only just a certain percentage didn't, this would stop immediately. And I am calling all of them out, every single one of them. They need to do some soul searching right now.
Now, this is now was. Earlier in the year, this was a put out, and now they're all quitting. They're all quitting now.
Drybones, can I comment on that when you get done?
Yes, go right here. I'm going to say one more thing. This is what the objective is.
Okay.
The objective is to digitally sequence the DNA of all living things so that it can be owned, patented, and manipulated, and used to create a synthetic DNA so that it does not exist in nature. Go ahead, brother.
Okay. Now, what's interesting with that clip, now, I sent y'all, when you sent out the link this morning for the show, I even sent y'all a link. The Cook County Hospital here in Chicago just put out a PSA video. Basically, they had all these doctors, ironically, the majority of them was black and female, and they had a pregnant doctor on there encouraging people, telling people that these goddamn shots are safe, and it doesn't affect your DNA. And it's like I said before, you can tell how they're playing it towards black people. Now, going back with the Amazon situation, now, in certain locations, in certain things, you can go to the store now, they're not there. But guess what? It's set up now that you don't have no other choice. Well, you got a choice, but then some people don't, that you have to go back on Amazon and get the item that's in the store. And then it's like, now, I don't know if y'all mess with Amazon like that, but I don't know if you noticed within the past few months, since this whole so-called, quote-unquote, goods and shortage thing's been going on, Amazon's been delivering stuff to people's houses now the same day. So now you mean to tell me that certain stores can't get their goods, but their Amazon can get their shit to you within the same day? Where are they getting their shit from?
Yep.
And they buy and those right. bonds, those bonds by Amazon. Let's be honest. This was the shift. We all seen it. Many of our, some of our family members had jobs with Amazon. The shift was to be able to deliver goods in one day. Now, whoever controls that trade is a hell of a, as these some hell of a pirates. Because they tell you
and
now,
Amazon
and
open up grocery stores here in Chicago
stores.
Too. Now they done took over.
See, now we see that. Hold on.
They bought Whole Foods 2 years ago. They bought Whole Foods out.
Right.
Okay. So basically, we look at one group providing all food. Basically, Walmart and Amazon seem to be the two fighters because Walmart said they was able to get their stuff. Remember, they made statements. I hope y'all was listening. They made statements earlier saying Walmart and them said they would do all they can to make sure the goods and services. They put in your mind Walmart and Amazon. Now, let's be honest. Y'all remember back in the day.
But isn't it true that most of the Walmarts in the black neighborhood, at one point here in Chicago, maybe 10, 15 years ago, the churches and stuff actually got together and stopped Walmart from coming in here. I don't know what happened. Now they're on every corner. But I'm going to just keep it real with y'all. The Walmarts that you're going to now, it ain't nothing but black folks in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, it all depends. Man, see, let me get this clear. Now, let me not say yeah for your area because you know your area. Our area is a different multitude of people that's different. You're going to hear some Spanish for sure.
Yep.
And that's just the fact. That's just how it is.
Yep.
Now, other than that, the dynamic of the stores, depending on where it's at, you will have up in North Miami, you will have more black in North Miami area, more of Miami and parts of the city. But in my part, it'd be a different dynamic. But as you get further around, now here's the key, though. Walmart is beloved by everybody. Now, here's this is where I'm having a problem with. The money game.
And Target.
We call it Target, man. It's called Target. You got to get Target.
That's the bougie name for it.
It's Target.
Hey, my man. And Target, the one that do all that facial recognition and criminal background check. For you, when you get out your car at Target, they done already did your background check, man. Stay your ass out of Target. Because
you've been targeted.
Yep.
Ooh.
Sure.
Damn, that's deep, too. Yeah, I like that.
Yep.
And it got the Target sign on you. It's a Target. It's sure.
The bullseye.
And it got, the bullseye. Now, you know, I'm going to tell y'all something. And now, let's be honest. Some of these stores, they do have an upscale component. Now, y'all don't know, if y'all been to Florida, everywhere, if you've been to Florida, been to Metro Rail, everywhere around the Metro Rail is sustainable living. They got your grocery stores, Trader Joe's right underneath this huge complex now. We got the different Milan's, these different grocery stores are popping up
Metro
that are
Rail,
not mainstream.
Metro Rail.
Yeah. The Metro Rail got – our Metro Rail is now becoming urban – oasis.
Hey.
You don't have to leave the area at all. That's what they want to make it. You do not need to leave. Go ahead.
They got a neighborhood up here, or Microsoft. That's where I'm working now. Microsoft called Atlanta Station, and you're exactly what you got, man. All sustainable living right there. All the grocery stores, all the stores,
right
by Microsoft, man.
Right.
Called Atlantic Station, man.
That's it. That's a new urban living. Now, y'all got to understand something. If y'all allow this, I can't tell you what you're going to do in your municipality. I don't know all y'all belongings, but in your zip code, once they get the percentage of people who thinks in the egregore thinking of what y'all named as Halloween, that's going to be where the situation will become total chaotic.
Group
and it's going to be a lot – group thing. It's going to be a lot of black women – I'm saying this because I know, I see it. It's been foretold. They're going to have more than we ever seen, and then they made agreement. Now, I don't know if y'all remember this. Kamala Harris had a meeting with these women at her house. If you would have seen how they was dressed all together, I'm not making this up. All the women that came was white, actually. She asked the senators to come to her thing she had. And somebody sent me something on, I looked it up more and more. I'm not making this up. Y'all better look that up for real. She is like they having a grand meeting, and they all in the same white. They all in white. I said, well, damn, she ain't never, you know, this is like not even known to people. But here's the catcher. It was not one black senator or woman of color there but her. That's a fact.
Mm.
Look it up. Now, the reason why I brought that up, because Halloween, you ever see these movies, Children of the Corn and see the Amish? See, you never thought about who really is breaking the food in your area, do you?
Wow.
The Amish. What you ever watch their horror movies? They something else. You know, yeah. It's amazing how many of y'all in these German areas, Pennsylvania, the Amish, New York State for sure. Never thought about it, huh? They get a lot. You ever go in their areas? Beautiful, palatial farms. You'd be like, what the fuck did I do here? Oh, if you ever go through the old areas of your city and area and see how people, you wouldn't, just take a ride out one day, if you could, and just look at how many people own huge areas once you leave the city.
Right.
Farming. You see, once you get out the city.
Brigham Young, BYU.
Yeah, right. You almost wonder how all these farms, like when you travel sometime in the car, you say, well, damn, what they do out here? What kind of fun they have? And you don't see shit but farm areas and people in small areas. You be like, well, damn, what do they do? And I'm going to tell y'all something. See, people got different beliefs that you just don't have. See, if you ever watched the Mormon Mafia with Brigham Young, like you just said, and the Jehovah Witnesses, see, they'll never tell you that they people were straight up Grand Masons. John T. Smith said he seen Pocahontas, whatever, he seen the Indian. All that was done through tricks of trade. Just look it up. I'm not making this up. Everything that was explored, when you find out who was the killing machine for the West to open up, you shall reap what you sow. Remember that one. Who do you think they sent as the killing machine? Think about that one for a minute. Who you think they sent out to kill the West off? You only find them out when you find out where they put the so-called Native Americans in these forts. You see, the fort is guarded by, I don't even want to tell you who. You look it up. Fort Kansas. The Blackfoot Hills. All these forts to put in these so-called renegades to get to the West Coast.
The Gold Rush, Tuskegee.
Yeah. Y'all don't want to pretend like you are the reason for this. This is Halloween. See when the alien came out, it came out looking black.
Sure did.
See, when the alien came out,
Rockefeller's museum, he has the original Egyptian, which is the alien, and with the slanted eyes, big wide eyes.
I told y'all the vampire story. It's after 12. I can feel the heat coming. See, the thing with this, no one wants to name who killed everybody off in the West. A vicious group, professional killers. Unlike any other, gave high-level weapons and was astrologers because they knew how to use. And when they got to California, and it was a king, queen, Khalifa, who you think had to take them down?
The Moors?
Y'all really want to do some research, go look at the forts. The fort pictures, and see who the killers are. Jason. Who's Jason? They got Jason with no face. See, Jason been wearing a mask. Ain't that something? We've been watching our demise through Halloween.
for over 40 years.
40 years. See, thank you, bro. See, that's why I love y'all.
Hey,
they've been using witchcraft.
LGBT, you know, the LGBT community got a propaganda hit out on Michael Myers. I don't know if you've seen the new Halloween, but the first part of the movie, he killed a gay couple, and so now the gay community is outraged on that.
Go
look it up.
Hey.
They're
hey, man.
So separate from everybody, so emotional about everything. It's not necessary.
Because you know why? Because they got hold on. You said yourself. Let's be honest. The reason for this, let's be honest, y'all. If you're going to amalgamate something, and before it becomes actual, it goes through a fermenting patient. It goes through a lot of energy, heat to get it to the actual refinery, where they haven't gotten there yet. See, they're looking for where the whole earth will be depopulated, where only this group will be able to reproduce. And see, I hope y'all know this. See, this is a movie. This not made up. This is a movie. So yeah, this is a movie y'all been watching when y'all be seeing the angels come down from the heavens and all this. They've been telling us, but here, I'm going to put this before it's Halloween now. Let me show you let's find out where the vampire story really come from. Are y'all ready? You are Blackula.
Hi, so in our series about African spirituality today, I want to talk about vampire and vampires and give you an African perspective of how we perceive them and what we, how we deal with them or how we explain or express them. So I've always been very intrigued by the Western version of the vampire, which is typically the person with the big teeth and, you know, the cape and, you know, the stereotypical, you know, really pale person that cannot go under the sun and is always waiting for nighttime to go and feed on other people and physically feed, meaning that he has to bite your neck, you know, put those two holes. And, you know, this relationship between the vampires and bats, which I find really fascinating and interesting. In Africa, however, we perceive vampires to be really a form of energetical perception, meaning that we don't, they are seen to be people that look like you and me. That means that you won't be able to tell whether, you know, they will have no more teeth or as anybody else. They won't have anything defining that will stand out physically for you to notice them. However, there are two main elements where we talk about vampirism. The first one is the ability of somebody to be able to feed on your life force, your life energy. The main two ways is basically when you are asleep and this person is basically coming into your dreams, and if you are sensitive, or most people, you will have some type of nightmare or somebody chasing you or somebody wanting to harm you or somebody harming you in your dream. And the same way as it is going on in the metaphysical world, it's actually going on for real with a vampire, because that person is actually really sucking that energy from you, really taking that energy away from you. And then it can also happen when you're wide awake, simply like somebody who, for example, could be just by the way of staring at you, could be pulling that life force energy from you. So in African spirituality, vampires are well known. We do understand that some people are born with this ability, and this ability is also transferred from a mother to her child, to her children. Women are well known in that area to have
to the
that
children,
ability
to, the mother.
To be born with the this ability already activated. And this is why sometimes it's really hard for a man whose wife and daughters are vampires if he's not himself from that particular, born with that particular abilities, because they may start feeding on him if they're not able to get enough energy around them. And there's two ways. There are some of them who are actually initiated by their parents in terms of how to use this power for good or for bad. I won't get into that. But some of them are actually initiated to be able to turn it off or to turn it on.
And then there are a group of people who don't know, who basically have this power to feed on the energy of others without being conscious, without consciously doing it. So, you know, before you jump on and say, you know, it's necessarily something that's negative or that's, you know, diabolic or whatever, you have to understand that some people are not aware that they're doing that. However, as you start maturing or growing up, you will start noticing if this is a case that you don't know whether you're a vampire or not. You can notice it because anytime your energy is kind of starting to be low and you are by yourself and somebody comes in the room and you feel energized when they're around you, and then when the person is leaving, they're feeling tired or what's on. That could be one way where you are unconsciously feeding on other people's energy. Another part of that is that there's no, for us, at least in my tradition, there's no such thing association with the sun in terms of these people can walk in bright daylight. There's no any type of escaping or having to fear the sun or being, you know, outside during the daytime. However, what we do have as a way to also tell when people are feeding through their dreams is that means, you know, the person will go to sleep just like anyone else, but in the dreams, instead of, you know, going to the astral realm or wherever they're going, they will go and seek someone else's energy, and they actually feed onto that person. And as they're feeding onto you, they're basically really taking your life force away from you. And then one way that people used to say that it's a way that you can tell if the person is actually a vampire is that if they are sleeping, they're not going to be responding, whether you try to wake them up or anything like that, simply because they're out of their body. They're going wherever they need to go to feed on other people. And so,
right. Now, what movie is that, y'all? Nightmare on Elm Street. You dream. Dreamscape. Remember the movie Dreamscape, where you dream and the death come in a dream, and then you wake up, or you might not wake up because if you got killed in the dream. Isn't that what she just said? She said it goes way back into ancient. It goes even further back. I can go to Sekhmet.
Astral planning, yes, that's right.
All of us could be, and she said energy. See, the thing like y'all been saying, see, you need energy. So the transferring of energy is normally done through the transferring of, mostly people get the most emotional through sex. That's why the dollar bill, SS, with the serpent sign, leads to that. This about to get deep, y'all. Y'all about to get ready.
You get attacked a lot when you're in your natural form. When you're in your natural form is when you rest. When you rest and you leave your body, you become in your natural true form. So you can go anywhere through that, through dimensional traveling that way, because that's what we do. Physically, when we come back, now they got the physical traveling, which is the 12 gates, or 13 now, because you can travel through those gates physically in a ship.
So portals. So you talking, so now right. We're talking portals. Let's go sci-fi, y'all. CERN. See, that's why I'm glad I love y'all so much. Sci-fi coming a lot of dimensions, y'all. And if the Earth is it got all this geoplated energy and all this type of stuff. Let me get some calls right here. Let me get some. We got calls. Thank y'all for holding on, because I don't know if y'all gonna get cut off. Let me go to 435045. Let me go to you 5045. Take some calls.
Hey, what's happening, brother?
What's happening? Go ahead.
Yeah, good. Well, you know, the human form itself is amazing. How the construct is, because if you look in the molecular level or sub levels, what's even keeping the physical form together is almost our energy. Because there are so much holes in the skin itself that they don't even know how we're keeping the liquids from seeping out of our body. So there is a question of energy and the transfer of energies and the affecting of energies. I think it's something that's, I think, part of our onset of creation in terms of how we were formulated. The whole concept of being made out of mud and earth, that's a lower level interpretation. But I think on a higher level interpretation, you have to understand that we are part of the all, the consciousness of the cosmos, and we are a reflection of it in a microcosm form, you know?
Yeah.
So I think
that's, you remember doing that show. You remember doing the show a long time ago, Egregore. My man brought up, Brother D brought it up earlier.
Yes.
The Egregore mind. Remember we had a discussion back in the day about
that?
These forces of groupthink I mean, it actually comes to the great play, man. And I'm gonna send this to you. You talked about it, because I thought Erykah Badu, being that she's in an occult form, when she did that Kennedy scene, which is very, very deep. She butt naked. Yes. She initiated herself to the world. And then when she finally got her hit, she went down. She rode into groupthink, and I said, "Wow, you know." And it's going to show you how deep that is. And it's called the egregore mind. Yes. What's your thoughts on how this is playing out? How you see this? You know, you talked about this years ago. You see it playing out now, don't you?
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. I think as the cosmos move into a different positioning, I think those heightened sensibilities are becoming more evident. You know, and we actually begin to really see the interactions between even different beings in different dimensions that we may have traveled to and come from. And it's just a heightened experience. I think that's what it is. It can go either way. It can be used for benevolent and malevolent means, you know?
Yes. I like how you put that, benevolent.
Hey, that's why the veil's getting lifted, man. The veil is getting lifted between dimensions,
yes.
Man. So that's why they do Halloween, man, because this is the time of the year when it's the thinnest veil, man. That's why they always talking about they want to talk to the dead this time of year, man.
Let's be honest now. Let's go into the agricultural sense of it, the land being dead too. So they look at the land is dying. Everything that they grew, especially for them, when your agricultural thinking group. You know, that's like a spiritual thing. The land is dead.
Yeah.
It's the praising of the dead. And then we look for spring to resurrect.
Yeah.
Everything to grow. So we're going through the manifestation of harvest time and the four seasons. Again.
Yeah.
So these four manifestations that they got us into, and then you're pagan? Say it again, sister. What'd you say?
The four horsemen.
Thank you. Everything in four. Right. Beautiful analogy there. Four horsemen. Right. So I'm thinking to myself that they know that they got this, these stories that we've been told even as a kid. We didn't know what the four horsemen is when we was a teenager. We didn't give a four horsemen. We thought that was some bullshit. We didn't know what the hell that was. We became a cartoon figure as we got older because they drew them for us. Because, you know, reading them back in them days, you had to read it. We got to see four horsemen, the color and everything, what they look like. I remember watching these shows, and I said, well, damn, who wrote this type of play? It's like an allegoric play of symbolism. So look what they tell you. We're going to control the food. Once you go control the food, you pretty much at the control of any entity after that. And then,
yes, sir, to get back on what Brother G was talking about, to control the people. That's what the man
control
the
people.
Control the sheep. Especially when they crank this 5G up, bro, and the zombies going to be on parade then, when they crank that 5G and 6G up, you're going to see the zombies on parade.
Now, I think that's a good...
If you really look at it, our body is a prison. If you really look at it, our body is a prison because if we're inside this body, which we came through that portal, so we got a lot of portals we didn't went through, okay? So we came through a portal. Created
That's
our
right.
bodies within the womb. Then we came out of the womb, which I am one of those that, you know, support the entities that's coming out of the womb. And then we got these entities that's going to grow up now because they wanted to come here, but maybe they were forced to come here. Maybe this is a prison. I mean, there's a lot of ways to look at our body.
Communication. I like that.
Among us. Because we communicate on this plane because we can't communicate no longer unless we go to sleep into that plane. So when we
now
get
you do,
back
now,
into
now, our let's go with, body, let's go with go to sleep. Sleep. Let's go with the sleep. You go to sleep. Many of y'all all of us sleep. The actual custom I ask y'all today is, I can't, you know, only you can gauge this. Do you sleep comfortable? Are you sleeping long?
I don't even get enough rest to even be able to leave my body because I'm constantly awake all the time. So when I'm constantly awake all the time, that means I'm becoming
weaker
into my body. So that's like
because
a threat. Because at night,
right, because right, because you gotta rest, right. So basically, now I'm not asking you to tell, but all y'all out there, if your own dynamic is your own enemy, say first of all, let's go with yourself, because all y'all say self. if yourself is harmful to yourself, that's a movie too. Because
yeah,
now
also turn off all that Wi-Fi and turn your phone off and all that shit off too.
All this
right.
Is about
you can get
us.
A better sleep.
Right.
All about
right.
Us,
not
guys.
Right. Beautiful. Right. You
us.
Get a better sleep. Some people say that. Some people say you get a better sleep. Now I don't know. I can't speak for everybody. Some people be. I've seen people me being dozed out with the TV on. They don't give a. I mean, they out cold and sleep. Everybody body ain't the same. Everybody body ain't the same. Yeah. Some people I've seen this.
Yeah,
I mean, my own self. So everybody body say I see people be knocked the hell out. You be like, are they waking up? And you be like, still could be doing shit. So no. All I'm going to say is for your body. Now, if your body ain't comfortable, this is what comes to sell. If you got an uncomfortable sleep, it can hurt your body. That's a fact. So basically, a lot of your own tension is tension from your microcosm, macro that y'all say. So if your own little small world is chaotic, you really ain't going to be able to complain because you're part of a chaotic circle. That's what that's,
well,
that's how you look at it.
Well, that's the lesson of the experience of coming
right.
here, or your birth, your youth, you choosing to birth or come into this birth, is to master your fault, your weakness and your strength.
I'm sorry.
You know.
Let me get 400. I'm sorry before the show cut off. I'm seeing so many people not going down the line. There you go. 4007. If you're listening, jump in. I did not see you. I just got a 7. Now I got a 7696. I'm bringing you 7696. Hit the number 1 button. Y'all figuring this out. I see. All right.
Hey, that is Brother D from St. Louis.
What's up, Brother D, man? Good to hear you, man.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I just want to thank the show and everybody on the show. I had wanted to comment also on... This the time that we're in that you got to group yourself around people. It's getting to that clan type of thinking now. You know what I'm saying? Where if you ain't everybody around, you got to have a certain skill. Everybody got to be on, you know what I'm saying, on the right page. So you're going to have the people who are going to be out there in the world because, see, that's why they bringing all the immigrants in. Because that's why they say it's going to be a time where the original people over here, you're going to be scarce. You know, it's going to be hard to find. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
right.
That's what it's getting to.
Right.
So if you
that's
ain't surrounding fact. Yourself, if you ain't surrounding yourself around people who working towards the future for as, like, just learning what you need to learn, because they ain't going to be able to take everybody out. You know,
they can't do it. That's right.
No, I'm just saying
right.
because everybody got certain powers in their DNA where it's a reason that we came here, that we here now.
That's right.
It's a reason that we all to where certain people
right.
got certain shields over them. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right. That's right. There you go. Come on.
You're right.
And at the same time, see, these children, these new children, see, they ain't pussy no more. They not pussy no more. See, they need to know the real truth. You know what I'm saying? They need to know the difference. That's why they open it up to where, like, you see how they got school now. They teaching these young children about different agendas, but it's some children that need to get taught the real agenda and what's the truth
right.
at a young age, because, see, they the ones, they brain on another wavelength.
That's deep.
Where
yep.
they're computer,
yeah.
they're computer in a whole different light, you know, to where, you know.
Some of them know, man. Some of them
a lot
know
of
what's
children,
going on.
Yeah, they know, but they got to surround themselves around the right people, because
right.
a lot of people
right.
say that you know, they never get
well,
no help. In
well,
what they need to do with what they got in their brain. You know, it's just, you know, everybody just fall dormant. And then,
let me ask you,
non-engagement
but,
of the elders, you know.
Let me
Orleans,
ask you, but,
a couple of fathers just...
Go ahead, finish your point. Finish your point.
In New Orleans recently, some brothers got together, fathers got together. I was reading the article, it was about 60 fights within a week. And some black men got together and called themselves Dad on Patrol. And within the day of them coming and putting in some work, they reduced that to zero fights in the school. So the elders
right.
has got
yeah,
to get
yeah.
involved and got to engage
now.
That's
the point. Now, hold on. That's where we at. Let me just say it right quick for you, because don't forget this. What y'all saying is right. Now, the question is now, if y'all want to get involved, now we got to get involved now as quick as possible. Because look what they're calling people who want to get involved with their kids. Domestic terrorists. We told you. They got this planned out. You domestic terrorists. Now you're questioning us. But see, the problem is, it's not enough questions. Because once you get a certain percentage where they say, oh, shit, that's where we come. The Wizard of Oz, and you see behind the screen as a little man. And because they see that, oh, shit, they woke up. So now they got to go a new direction, and it's like anything else. But we got to wake up because what he just said was black men, I remember this back in the day, everything bad about everything ain't bad. Remember the Nation of Islam used to have their own security force before they got compromised. The area that they was guarding was safe as hell.
Yeah,
it's safe as hell.
Check this out.
But you get compromised. You get compromised. Go ahead, jump in.
Go back to a test they did in Africa with the male elephants. They separated all the old male elephants from the herd, and the juvenile male elephants went crazy, man. Them young ones, when their testosterone kicked in, they went crazy. But soon as an old bull elephant like me or you or one of them show up, them children, the boys gonna sit out and the men gonna stand up. So
and that's another
be
thing.
Scared of running from the goddamn police. That's what I'm trying to tell them. Don't run from these goddamn police, man.
Hey,
don't drive
on. See, back then, see, that was playtime. That was playing with people's minds. See, it ain't playtime no more. It's time out, like all the Nation of Islam, all the. It ain't. It's past all that now.
Right. Now that's a good point. Good point, because I'll say the same thing. I looked at that. I said, wow, we had that going on. You heard I said today was compromise. The compromising of this has caused
–
it's already
compromised.
It was already compromised. And I can't say lying, because guess what? Facts matters. If you got a meeting with the Ku Klux Klan, I always said this to y'all, and I stand by this. We always talk about groups not coming together. But if the Klan can meet with Elijah Muhammad and the neo-Nazi George Orwell or something like that was a neo-Nazi, was at the Nation of Islam meeting. George Rockwell.
Norman Rockwell.
The Ku Klux Klan, all of them met together at meetings. We don't like to talk about that. That's why we got to bring a new dynamic of teaching too. Because if we could show that how a group can meet with Marcus Garvey back in the day, and Marcus Garvey said he'd rather hang with a Anglo-Saxon don't like niggas than somebody who was liberal. And I never knew what he meant. So I was like, well, what do you mean by liberal? It's a group thing. They got an agenda, and this coming from my own leaders. It's coming from our own leaders. Our own leaders said that they are all y'all claim y'all love to death.
I said everything is based off an experiment.
Here it go right here.
Death.
I got it for you right here. Let me play the dead. Here's a man who, because we ain't got, I don't know what time they're going to cut us off because I'm on a short leash with this thing. Here's a man who died. Y'all going to be celebrating in a couple months. Died telling you of a connection that no one likes to talk about. You got to explain to me why this ain't talk. Halloween.
With great regret, there's no organization in this country that could do more for the struggling black man than the black Muslim movement if it wanted to. But it has gotten into the possession of a man who's become senile in his old age and perhaps doesn't realize it. And then he has surrounded himself by his children who are now in power and want nothing but luxury and security and comfort and will do anything to safeguard their own interests. So I feel responsible for having played a major role in developing a criminal organization. It was not a criminal organization at the outstart. It was an organization that had the power, the spiritual power, to reform the criminal. And this is what you have to understand. As long as that strong spiritual power was in the movement, It gave the moral strength to the believer that would enable him to rise above all his negative tendencies. I know, because I went into the movement with more negative tendencies for the betterment of the community by any means necessary. And since tonight we had to get into this old nasty negative subject, we didn't want to bring up our program. We're going to have... But as the African nation, we became proud of it. And when they became proud of it, we began to have something effect with it. But
you mentioned conspiracy between the black Muslims and the right wing of the country. Could you elaborate on that?
I mentioned the conspiracy between the Muslims and the right wing in this country. I know for a fact that there is a conspiracy between the Muslims and the Lincoln Rockwell Nazi and also the Ku Klux Klan. There is a conspiracy.
Describe this conspiracy.
Well, the Ku Klux Klan made a deal, or were trying to make a deal, with Elijah Muhammad in 1960 in the home of Jeremiah X, the minister in Atlanta at that time, who at present is the minister in Philadelphia. They were trying to make a deal with him to make available to Elijah Muhammad a county, a size tract of land in Georgia or South Carolina, where Elijah Muhammad could then induce Negroes to migrate and make it appear that his program of a segregated state or separated state was feasible. And to what extent these negotiations finally developed, I do not know, because I was not involved in them beyond the period of December 1960. But I do know that after that, Jeremiah, who was the minister throughout the South, could roam the entire South and the Klan not bother him in any way, shape, or form, nor would they bother any of the black Muslims from then on, nor would the black Muslims bother the Klan.
Are you inferring, then, that because of this conspiracy, the attempt was made upon your life?
The attempt could have been made upon my life. Ask that again.
Are you inferring that because of this conspiracy, the attempt was made on your life?
Not necessarily that conspiracy. The attempt was made upon my life because I speak my mind and I know too much, and they know that I will speak it whether they like it or not. Pardon me?
Are you urging your followers to take any action against the Muslims?
Am I urging my followers to take action against the Muslims? No. No.
Win over some of their supporters?
Am I going to try and infiltrate their organization and win over some of their supporters? No, I have never tried to win supporters from Elijah Muhammad. Since I have left the black Muslim movement, I've spoken at these rallies, those who come, come, those who don't, don't. But I've never gone out of my way to win over any of his followers. And he himself is fearful because he knows that you don't have to exercise too much energy to win his followers. As soon as they know truth and compare the two, and by the way, this is the brother, didn't even see you there, brother. This is Leon Amir, who was Cassius Clay's secretary, whom they beat unmercifully up in Boston. And the court freed the men who beat him. They fined him $100, was it?
Yeah,
fined him $100. And he was on the inside of the black Muslim specialty squad, and I know it, and it was he who heard Elijah Muhammad Jr. come to New York when Elijah Muhammad was at the Armory in June of last year. Jr. stood up and told the fruit, many of whom are here now also, that I should have been killed, that my tongue should have been put in an envelope and sent back to Chicago by now. And because Fat Joseph had not done it, they demoted him. He remained captain, but Clarence up in Boston was put over Joseph. And Joseph's authority was curtailed. And then Clarence, the captain from Boston, and John, the captain from Springfield, came to New York to assassinate me and came to him to get a silencer and couldn't get it. So the police know this. It's not something that's new. They just wait until the job is done and then they step in.
There you go. Now that's Halloween, Black History style. Did you just hear that? That's fine. He said that they made a deal.
Sound like
made a deal.
Mafioso shit, man.
Made a deal to go into the South. You don't get touched.
He was,
so they
he was,
knew
he was closer to the circle. He was closer to the circle. And we stood by and we watched it.
Wow.
We watched Malcolm get gunned down.
Jump in.
I ain't trying to tell nobody whatever faith they practice or whatever. Because, see, that's the book that we going to need. You know what I'm saying? All else fail. See, each person, I don't care how they look. As long as they're about truth, whatever, that's the book of the testament of their family, of wherever they come from. And see, I ain't saying, just black people, you group yourself with this. You got to group yourself with truth.
Right.
We don't look for truth. We don't seek truth. We go by whatever they tell us, the media and our politicians. But I would like for everybody on the line to know that if you fast forward 9 months ago, before Biden came in here, our gas price was $1.87. Our children were not being targeted. Afghanistan was designed to leave the people that were there, the Americans there, and we brought back 100,000 Afghanistan that were going to be able to take care of them under the Biden administration. And now we don't have we have inflation. We don't have our groceries. We can't buy supplies. At some point, we have to share this information and not to vote any more Democrats and rather their local presidential, because they are connected to the aliens that want to destroy us. And obviously, they don't have the power to destroy 7 billion people at one time, so they have to come up with these vaccinations. They have to come up with Johnson & Johnson vaccination isn't working, so you have to tell your people that the FDA certified that the Johnson & Johnson was fine. Now they're saying, no, they're not fine because the blood clots.
Yeah, good point. That's a wake-up call.
Yeah.
That's a wake-up call. Let me reiterate on that because I want nobody to hear. She just said, and I heard it myself, it said that Johnson & Johnson would not facilitate. It don't matter no more because it's not good. They want you to take something else. I said, what? And you just said that. Bree's like, wow, that's chilling. To say that this is authoritative by the FDA, and now you're saying it don't even count. It has no standings now as a vaccination for this. If you took it, you got to take something else. What's your thought on how people you think feel about that, what they should feel, in your case, and I'm going to take some court calls. What do you think they should be feeling? I mean, because to hear that is, like, depressing, very, very Halloween.
I think people should stop believing in the FDA, the government, and everybody that's behind them and start thinking for themselves. They make you sign a waiver that this new vaccine, if it does anything to you, you cannot sue. So now they throw on J&J up under the boat. Now they want you to do these boosters, and now they're coming up with a fourth vaccine. At some point, we have to realize that the vaccine is not working in their favor, obviously, because if it was working in their favor, they wouldn't keep coming up with more and more. And they're guinea pigging us, just like they did.
Now, I am a little nervous, though, with some things that I'm going to bring up the good and bad in this. I do say the Democrat Party is the promoter of the socialist agenda, no doubt. Was told back in Nundeer conspiracy. He said, when you hear the keyword democratic socialism, all this is done when we get grown in the 60s. So if they told me that the key to this would be the new term would be in the future democratic socialism, all of a sudden I'm hearing democratic socialism. That's a wake-up call to me that this is a fact. This is not a made-up fiction story. This is like the man said this through his own being around these people, that this would happen. It happened. So now I see the party. It is the Democratic Party. I do enough knowing that, okay, Republican Party, yeah, everybody's not a saint. We ain't telling you that. But at least you was not being taken out of your power of being your own body at this point. It's about to take place if they don't get a surge of new energy. Here's why the new people coming in, everybody. They're going to have an election coming in 2022. I'm talking about 22 for the midterms.
2022 is for the House.
For the House. For the House. Now, this is a move. This is a movie. This is a movie. 2022 is for the house. This is a movie. If y'all don't see that, the reason for these people and to encourage them to vote this way is I'm going to give you this amount of money. This is how much money being spent on power, y'all.
It's
that they will use.
Economics and power.
Hold on, you next, sister. Let him go first. Finish, bro. They're looking at
this new caravan of the Silk Road to vote Democratic. So they figure by flooding the populace with
new people, that would expand their power base.
For the future, and they can run away with whatever taxation they want to.
Hey, go ahead, jump in. So hold on, I told the sister next. Let her go next, and I'll get you.
Now think about that. In Buffalo right now, they only have two people that's in the light, and that's Brown and Walton. That's all you see on the news. You don't see two blacks.
Let it be clear. Let it be clear that these are two black people. Two blacks. Two black people.
Black man and black so-called black
woman.
So-called black woman.
There you go.
Go ahead, brother.
You next, brother. You next. Go ahead.
That's why Biden met with the Pope and the Catholic Church, because they really want all these Mexicans to come over here because they're Catholics, man.
Yeah, they're Catholic.
That's why he told Biden, let all them amigos come over here because they're Catholic. And that's more blood and more energy for the Pope, man. The vampire.
Now, what about, that suck up, there you go, vampire. See, the whole thing is a vampire story. It's actually an alien story because everybody suck it off America like she's the queen alien. And then she's the last of the Mohican. Like that term. And then all of a sudden, she end up being the vestige of everybody. Everybody is coming here. It's like Babylon the Great. It is falling. It's a story.
Da Vinci Code.
Thank you. What a hell of a movie there. Da Vinci Code. Halloween is real. So now we got them actually using life and death powers.
We in Genesis.
Well, that's my point. That's where I say we are the biggest players in this, because all our music, y'all just said it earlier, the rappers, you know how much money they made first off the weed. Nobody, you know, they didn't get it where they could hire us. They didn't get these companies to hire us. I'm gonna tell y'all straight up. Much as I love a lot of them that do their thing, I ain't hating. But when I look at the record and the books, and I say, well, damn, they ain't really hire us. They're the face of this business. They're the face. And you get paid to be the face. And he don't own Papa John's, but Papa John's loves him because he's the face. He's the energy. He's a giant. He's a giant.
And Domino's like a big baby. Like a big baby. He ain't no threat to them, man.
No, right, but he showed you his credentials on NBA. He showed you his ring.
Yeah.
He let you know who he was.
Plus, he with Tony the Tiger now. Send the damn Frosty Flakes too, man. He with Tony the goddamn Tiger.
Tony Tiger. Now, I'm going to just say this. Because of this is propaganda. Now, propaganda is what I'm trying to say. By food, even with food, most people only buying the food by a picture. Now, they took out Aunt Jemima, which should have been a wholesome, true. See, we so crazy. Instead of saying Aunt Jemima was bad, Aunt Jemima was like, that proved that we was the first cooks. Even in slavery, we the best cooks. We didn't even look at it right because another gender played it for you. See, if y'all had it, we would have banked on Aunt Jemima. We would have made a movie.
Yeah. Fried chicken, man. That's my grandma's recipe.
That's from my grandma. Right. So you actually, what? Now, don't go there because you're going to have me get you a lawyer. Don't go. Don't hell go there. You say, what? The grandma? Can you get me the record? I want that recipe. That's the recipe. But think about what we're saying about how they're using people, the energy of people through television, like get back to they said, television, is a brainwashing tool. That was his first and foremost. That's a not made up. They want you to see it. They made us watch black and white. We watched it as kids. We look forward to the creature feature on Friday. Halloween was the greatest month for all of us who love creature feature week. So I'm saying to you, the creature from the Black Lagoon. See, if I told you that came out of a black history story, no one gets to hear it. But how do they know to write it? Somebody told them the story. They just changed it up. Because ain't that the same? Yeah, that's the same story. Say Musketeer. Everybody know the original person is not being lied about. It's the Hollywood screen, just like the Hollywood screen does this. I know I'm so mad at black folks. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad right now. You can watch Thurgood Marshall. Thurgood Marshall is a mulatto. You wouldn't even know he was real black when you see him. But yet you make Thurgood Marshall be played by my man from the Black Panther movie. Now, how was that? See, the race game is even played with us. You don't want to say that the Hawaiian chick or the Haitian, the chick that's, hate to say it, but I can't think of the name, but the one who's a tennis star who got the two, her father Haitian and mama Asian.
Osaka.
Okay, now you see how they treat her. You can't even see her family. Only the Chinese lady. You might see her dad once.
But you got my man Will Smith playing Richard and Williams, Venus them, they got a movie out.
Right. They got a movie. I heard about it coming. I heard about it coming. He was playing it. Now, again, Will Smith do not look like the daddy unless they're going to darken him up. But he might act like the daddy. I'm not going to say that. But you could have found somebody close to the daddy. It's a lot of actors out there that look like the daddy. So my thing is, they would change the color of our characters without a problem, and we go along with it. So we don't even care really enough to say, because once you watch a person who looks like Thurgood Marshall and you find out a dark-skinned guy playing him, you know that shouldn't even have happened.
The gods of Egypt, man, the gods of Egypt.
Same thing.
All them folks, you saw that. That's a good movie, though, man, but they got the characters all whitewashed.
Right, because that's
Disney.
They get ahead of the narrative to
make sure the sheep stay, you know, mentally.
Stay in place. Mentally in place. Yeah.
You know, if you go watch the new job. Go ahead, sister.
I hear you. What you say?
The sheep is not being checked where they want the sheep to behave. So that's
right.
Why they bought over since buying 1.2 million immigrants. Okay, and then when they was over in Afghanistan, they didn't bring the Americans that was working there for 20 years or the interpreters that's been helping them for 20 years. They brought in anybody. 120,000 Afghanistans came over on a plane to America, and yet the Americans there, they cannot get out. They gave
Hold
them
on.
This to the Taliban to kill them. But yet, they, in their bill, they got money to give $500,000 to 1.2 million people and the Afghanistan. Black people, can you share this information with your family members and friends because they don't know this.
I think especially black America, they have to do what I would call a survey. I think there's more numbers than they have been revealing. I think there's more black Americans in this country than they really have revealed to the world.
I could agree with that. This last election
that put Biden in there shows you it. And also there's another game that they play because they have the black woman's attention. They've given a power structure and position, but they also at the same time behind the scenes controlling the mind and decisions. Because I'm giving you symbolically right now. I just saw the Bond movie. Would you believe they made a new 007 a black woman?
Yeah.
They hand the reins over to her temporarily, and guess what she did? She turns around and handed it right back to the white man and made asked to give 007 back his number. Look at the symbolism in that movie.
Hey, bro, man.
Look at the symbolism in that movie.
The new 007 movie,
Not Ready to Die, Not Ready to Die. I'm not going to give away the plot, but...
Yeah, don't tell me, because I can see it, yeah.
Hey,
They made a black woman, they made a black female 007, and then she turns around and gives the 007 back to the white man.
Hey, my brother, you right on the money today, man. Cause last week you was sounding like 00 Negro, man. Now you real black. Last week you was 00 Negro.
No, listen, we have to have a show on that one. Because even Drive-O was backing me up on what I was trying to say. I mean, maybe it came out a little too harsh.
Hold on. Me and you talked last week. That was a hell of a show. It was a good topic because I do understand where he was coming from. I told you, I said, I know you come from because people don't see certain things that that happens in certain areas, but it definitely happens. But
you
again,
need to distinct. Liberal white is different from that northern free man.
Yeah, this liberalism thing is very deep because they're using black women as because remember liberalism. It seems to be inner ambitions. I don't know what it's supposed to contribute, but I just don't. I told you. The little story, and I've told you the little story, and y'all talking about the gods of Egypt and all that, and they're making the Eternals. The Eternals is the triad, those gods that had these dimensional powers that they claim. They call them in the book of Ezekiel, all these different names as well. Uriel, Gabriel, all these are triad gods, and then the female part. Well, you call, people say they're fallen.
Man, that's all us. That's all us. Yeah.
Right, right. Well, even if that's the case, I would accept that case. But then the gods come back with a vengeance. The gods don't come back nice because it's even in the Bible say. The Bible even say that we deserve what we're getting. If this is the case by some of y'all believe.
We waking up kicking ass, man. We coming back kicking ass this time around.
But let me tell you.
Anybody see Ice Cube turn down $9 million on a movie because they wanted his whole crew to get that cocoa shot?
Yes, right. That's right.
He turned down $9 million. He said, y'all can have it.
Yeah, he got nervous because
all
guess what? That's right. All money. Thank you, bro. Good statement. Now I'm gonna tell y'all. I don't know what to say, but just think about this. This is the first time y'all best to get nervous. I told you Kamala had a meeting with a circle of white individuals from the Senate. Nobody talked about it. It was the biggest thing ever. That's all she ever did. She's getting the cakewalk. These women are allowing her to do nothing because they setting it up for the purge. Listen.
On October 18th, 1989, in West Branch, Iowa, Gerald Ford, the 38th President of the United States, shared history with students from across Iowa. The visit was part of a conference on the role of former presidents in American society, sponsored by the Herbert Hoover Library and Museum and the Gerald Ford Library and Museum. Here's how these students took advantage of a rare learning opportunity.
Thank you very, very much. It's a very high honor and a very great privilege for me to come to West Branch and to participate in this conference, which is being held here at the Hoover facilities.
Mr. Ford, what advice would you give a young lady wanting to become President of the United States?
Well, I hope we do have a young lady at some point become President of the United States. I can tell you how I think it will happen, because it won't happen in the normal course of events. Either the Republican or Democrat political party will nominate a man for president and a woman for vice president. And the woman and man will win. So you'll end up with a president, a male, and a vice president, a female. And in that term of office of the president will die. And the woman will become president under the law or constitution. And once that barrier is broken, from then on, men better be careful. because they'll have a hard, hard time ever even getting a nomination in the future. But that's the way it's going to happen, and I think it'll probably come sometime in the next 4 or 8 years.
He said 4 or 8 years. It didn't happen 4 or 8 years. It happened now.
Hey, Bone.
It happened now.
Or Republican.
That's right.
Democrat and Republican.
Hey, Bones.
He said it can't be a Democrat. It has to be a Democrat.
Hey, Bones.
The Democratic Party actually did it. Got a first time a female.
Yep.
They won. And this is
the
problem. He said they're going to go ahead.
With the help of the Republican, too. Remember the White House? With the help of the Republican, too.
We ain't running past the brown. All we saying is the Democratic Party did it. We ain't say the Republican Party won. Regardless who might have helped them win, the party that won is a Democratic Party. And that's something that we should be looking at.
Yeah.
Hey, Bones,
they tried that with Sarah Palin, and they tried it with Jerry D. Ferraro, remember? It didn't work. All of a sudden, it worked only, let's be honest, y'all. It only worked because we believe that, I'm going to say this, the machines could have been tampered with. No one likes to deal with that because it seems to be taboo talk. But, I mean, if you believe this senile man, this senile individual, I mean, truly senile, I mean, I watch him daily. I watch him. He's a comedian without even being a comedian.
Yeah, clown.
And it's unbelievable.
Bones.
Go ahead. Jump in.
We have always known that the machines have been tampered with, even going back to Tammany Hall, man. President Hoover, he was 34th president, and Ford came off of that tree with Hoover. Hoover was the 34th president, which equals to the four, right? Now, Ford told y'all that this is what's going to happen. We seeing it playing out today, and the ancestors speak. And like I say, thanks to, what's his name, Richard Nixon and the trip to China, we have just played ourselves into eternal, infinite servitude for the Dragon family. I digress.
Well, I hope we're not going to get out that statement, because we as people, Black people, we can fight back the alien, the Dragon family. And they're using the women. It's like the Jim Crow. When Jim Crow came along, they let the woman be the speaker for the rest of the community. So, of course, the women have energy. Once you see your husband being beat, balls chopped off, and you're going to train your children to obey this.
They're getting women
that don't know anything, because they know the symbolization of a Black woman in power. That just motivates the rest of the Black sheep to yeah. But we as Black people can wake up and not fall for this. This is a repeat history, okay? Don't vote Black Democrat.
Okay,
they have 1.2 million immigrants plus. Donald Trump won by probably 80-plus million people.
We got that. It makes sense to me. Go ahead. That makes sense. Go ahead. Jump in.
Like I said, it's the ones that's running this stuff above top secret figuring it's time for the women to come up, man. That's all it is. The one that's the puppet, the one that's running these puppets, these politicians, decided it's time now for the man to get bumped off and the woman to be president, man. That's all it is.
Now, Now, if they want the woman to be president, then her loyalty, you know it as anybody. A woman ain't going to do nothing without no agreement that's going to be beneficial. Hey, that's just your own life. That should be on your own life. That should be on your own life. Ain't no way the woman going to... Ain't a woman gonna just do anything without some type of.
Those ones that go along with all that, you know, like they replace the phallus with that old plastic shit. I'm telling you.
Hold on.
I don't need you. I don't need to, I got this electric thing that goes.
All right, you next, bro.
The state of the matter is, whoever they pick to be the president, they got to follow orders or they will be eliminated.
I want to know who she giving orders, because for her to win, and again, her husband is Israeli. I hope y'all know that. Never seen. And I want y'all to know that some of the most powerful people, I said it earlier before we cast out of here, the most powerful people in the government as we speak, not me finding this out, just in their own intelligence,
Mossad,
are Jewish.
Mossad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
They were the founders of the SS and the OSS and all that. Mossad.
Something ain't right.
Here's a pending crisis. It's definitely not mine. But here's a pending crisis. We've been silent, but they've been silent. What would be the social scientists? Now we know the social scientists do the bidding of that elite, that 1%.
Right.
You know.
Right.
That's right.
And they set the agenda. Now we need to understand where the social scientists are pushing this the public, the country, in what direction, because they're the implementers of the final decisions to act. You know,
well, it's a group. It's definitely a group. And y'all, I'm a cast out in a minute. It's definitely a group. Y'all set a date. Today's program is all y'all day. It's gonna be Halloween today. Some people realize the dead do come with messages. It's not all gloom and they might come with warnings of how to protect yourself. Somebody might come to you and give you some fruits of knowledge. You say, "Well, damn, I needed that." Whatever. Never take lightly that the occult world is always in effect. Always in effect. We out.
Sound like somebody playing Aqua Boogie, man. On the water. Y'all on the water, don't get wet.
Dry Bones, you there? Dry Bones got off the air.
He said we out.
Yeah. Right. I guess he about to go join the Buffalo gang game today.
But Bill's Mafia, man. Bill's Mafia. He's tired.
He about to go catch. Well, how much time we got left?
You got enough time to tell some more lies, man. Keep talking.
Well, you know, we want to take advantage of it, man. If Block Dog or Block Talk, whatever's going to give us these extra time, we might as well make it count, you know? But anyway, has anyone heard about the solar flares that reached us this weekend?
Yes, sir. We talked about that earlier, sir.
Yeah. Well, you know,
and
what's worse, what people don't understand is that those who misread what's happening, because they was anticipating, you know, certain things to happen, but they don't understand. Those are precursors. Those are the warm up. Those are signals being sent to the planet, not meant to us. You know.
That's right.
The planet itself is in preparation, because something is actually in progress, you know?
And yeah, I think it's the
impulse.
Your DNA getting upgraded. Yeah. Your DNA getting upgraded, bro.
It's when the impulse hit us, it's going to be a problem, I think. You know, and we haven't had an impulse or magnetic pulse to reach us, but we've had the flares. The flares, I think, are like they carry the signals in preparation to the planet. Our signals would be much different.
It's going to be a problem to the evil ones, these reptilians that's running this shit. They're going to have a problem.
That's the hidden element right there. That's what's been hidden. It's going to be brought to light in terms of visual presence, where we can actually see.
Yeah.
And that's the preparation.
That's why they call it the X factor. Hey, my man, that's why they call it the X factor. Because they don't really know what's going to happen, but we know. We know we're getting upgraded, man.
Yeah. I mean, for example, like before a tsunami hits, notice the animals naturally who are in tune, they start breaking for the hills. We're automatically within a timely manner, fashion. And then the tsunami
hits. That's why I
watch
the animals, man.
Anyone that's not in tune, anyone that's still distracted or caught up in the distractions will be the ones that get caught up in this mess when the pulse really, really reach the planet, you know. But the preparation is here, meaning that the warning is here. That's the unseen seen signal that lets you know it's time to make your way up to the hills, because what's coming afterwards is going to be destroying everything below. And that's where nature is in tone, and we've been tricked by this, like you said, this hidden element to pay attention to these things and misread them, you know, incorrectly. Because a lot of people think it's doom and gloom. They don't understand that those solar flares are signals that the Earth is absorbing. And then when the Earth is preparing itself, that's when we pay attention, because we are those who follow and pay attention to nature will now begin to see the clues. And only if you are a natural being, not an artificial being, or a combination of the two, will you really fully grasp what's happening.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
Like any skill, any muscle, if you don't use it, if you don't use it, you don't practice, you don't try to, you know, get in sync with it, you're gonna lose the capability, you know, to use it. And that's what's been happening.
Right.
All these distractions, that's all the purpose of it is to keep us off of that level of reconnecting and understanding and seeing the communications, you know, clearly. And the sun is the focal point. We are in a different position. There's videos. You know how many civilians put up videos of seeing two planets in the sky along with the moon?
That did not make the news.
Did not make the front. You know, front pages.
Right.
You know, and I saw them myself. I, at one point, in broad daylight, I saw the sun, I saw the moon, and I saw some mysterious planet. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was a planet or it was another moon, but it was another sphere. In the sky in broad daylight, you know.
Yes, sir.
And I was like, "Whoa, this is like maybe about a month or two ago." So there is definitely movement. Our position has changed in the cosmos, and we have. And I think whatever great distances that were there is now shrunk. So we're going to be getting some strange events and definitely some strange visitors coming here. And that's where I think I think that hidden element is going to really be exposed, because again, they are aware of it. They know what's happening, and they know that there is that particular
that's why the ones that took the damn shot, they're the ones that won't be able to see that shit. They're going to be stuck in the damn maker.
Yeah.
The ones
that
ain't take that shit, we gonna be able to see it and control it.
Exactly. And that's why the urgency to make sure that shot gets into as much as possible, as many on the planet as possible. And that's the overall, that's the biggest veil that's being put, that's going to be pulled, you know, over the sheep. And that's where it gets dangerous.
They got the old people first. They got all the old people mostly to fall for that shit. And now they want to take the children out to get to fall for it. But they know the children is the future, man. So if you got children, do not let them take that shot, man. Don't do it.
I still believe out of the three shots, one of them must be a lower form of placebo. But out of the three, the two definitely are the more intensive or more rigged. You know?
Yeah.
You got to discover which one it is.
The ones that, hey, The ones that like Kamala Harris, talking about she taking her second booster shot, you know damn well that's a placebo they gave her.
Okay? Exactly.
All, like Biden and Fauci and them, they taking placebos. And Brian James, he took a placebo. Now the sheep are the ones getting the real poison.
There you go. There you go. And it's the same old play. They run the same play many a times, many a decade, you know. And definitely, I think we definitely got to look at this liberalism philosophy and maternal treatment towards definitely the blacks, especially in America, as a problem. It is a clear problem. They ran most of these cities into the ground. They've and that's where I could say the sister has a point, though I don't think the Republican Party is any better because, again, they play both sides.
Oh, yeah, all of them the same. Yeah, all of them the same, man. They work together, bro.
Yeah, I think cosmically, the best thing that has happened, I think, for us in the sense that now that the church has been neutralized, you know, our communities, even though they're in disarray, but I think now that the community is disarray, the leeches that have been in the communities sucking from the community will now eventually loosen their grip because there's no community. Now is when we regroup. Now is when Black America has to regroup. Rather than divide, it should be regrouping at this point because now you have three major factors that have been leaching off of the community for a long time, partially neutralized cosmically in a sense, symbolically, because 52 weeks out of the year, the attention of majority of blacks in America is concentrated in that church. And then in between that time, the liberal policies that have been running in most of these cities and counties or whatever, communities, are democratically led. They've done their damage. That has run its course. So it's like now it's almost like a gifted curse, you know, in the sense that now is when you can probably get some breathing room to rethink. You know? You there, brother?
Yeah, I'm still here, man. You right on the money.
Oh, yeah.
You right on the money. I'm still here.
Yeah, so
you're
and I think
right,
that should
man.
Be
now
that I think this is the time that the talk should be that. Rather than talk of divide, I think now it should be the time of assessment, reassessment and regrouping because it's gonna be vital. Because again, these people do not go to sleep. They plan, you know, multiple years ahead. So they know when they're the most vulnerable period is when they're at their most quietest. You want to definitely be very on your game, and that quietness is coming. You know that quietness coming because there are certain things happening that's even out of their control. It seems they're trying behind the scenes to keep it together while putting a different face in the public as if they're still running or they're still, everything is under control, but we clearly see it's not, you know.
Yeah,
and
one family that's running this shit, them Rothschilds, they say the Rothschilds liquidating all their shit, man. They shutting it down. Even the Rothschilds know what the hell's going on. And they the one running the damn, one of the ones that running this shit.
And
a couple of months ago, they was picketing in one of the Rothschild house, man. The crowd was going to go tear that damn house up, man. One of their castles somewhere.
Wow. And that's where we are. The whole global event of the George Floyd symbolic incident. It kind of revealed the whole planet is ripe for some major event, major moving event. Because even though it was just reduced to a symbolic protest of the killing of George Floyd, and we saw the influence that went global, but no, it's just a revelation that the planet itself, the global community itself, is ripe for a change, for sort of like a spring, you know, a death and renew. But the question is, who's going to be the leader? Who's going to take the lead of that narrative? And that's what they're battling for right now. That's why they're quiet. You know, because these things were already put in place. This whole global corona thing was put in place by mysterious sources and origins. And now it might not have worked within the timely manner that they wanted. So they now have to maybe, you know, triple back. And that's why you have the booster shots now. You have the forceful, hiring of, what do you call, you know, your athletes and your
high-placed societal individuals to try to coerce the public to really move or corral them into a, like herds into a, the kennel, that's let you know that, you know, it's not working as to what they...